Hello, and welcome to a very special 50th episode edition of the Licking Cast. I'm your host, Self-Professor Nick. For the first segment, joining me today is a shitload of people. Thurbleton, to my proverbial right.
I'm ready, but I thought I was playing this thing first.
I don't care. Snooberama
is now.
Also here.
Do it in post.
Oh god, what's that music? I can hear music. Nice. Squiddle is also joining me.
Are you ready for a miracle, matey?
Durin is also joining me.
A miracle will just close the Skype call right now.
Shinboy 630, if I have it
already. Is it really a shitload of people if it's only one more than normal?
It's five people, including myself. And we've done some three-man shows. We've done some two-man shows before.
I don't know.
Yeah, so you gotta love the classic time. Thanksgiving episode.
So
five man is already like almost too much for a Skype podcast. So six is just
six is definitely pushing.
Five, you can, it just reminds me. It just reminds me of those times. It just reminds me of those times when we had people bitch because we had too much crosstalk going on, and that's just. I imagine by now those people are just gone. So
I mean,
fuck
there's
it.
No such thing as crosstalk. I mean, come on. I mean, seriously,
what are you talking about?
I mean, yeah.
It's not a crosstalk. It's a melting pot of speech. Words coming out of my mouth very loudly.
Fuck you guys. Fuck all you.
You don't
guys.
Have to worry about me.
Single figure. We're really bad at actually trying to do crosstalk.
No, I think you guys succeeded in making that almost unlistenable. Well done. So in this episode,
holy shit, 50 episodes, guys.
This is our 50th episode. We're doing it ever so slightly different than usual. We have a special first topic for the show, but then we'll be cutting into Guild Wars 2, then off topic, and then Nooberama brought us his promised quiz segment, so we'll be doing
all
that at the end of the show.
All about anime.
I hope not. But we do, I want to interrupt the festivities, at least get it out of the way, even though I don't want to phrase it that way. I just did, I guess. At the opening of last show, I was able to get my feelings out there about a specific event in the Giant Bomb community. I think it was a four minutes of me just sitting there almost crying, talking about Ryan Davis. But the other guys couldn't join me for that for various reasons. And I wanted to get this segment out there first to give them an opportunity to talk about their feelings in a positive manner. Hopefully we don't end up crying on the show about Mr. the one and only Ryan Davis, who did pass away on July 3rd of this month. Do you guys have anything to say?
I mean,
I don't know.
I can start off.
Fuck Ryan Davis.
Oh, God. Gotta love that shirt. I hope it's just a reprint of that.
I love the people. There were a few people who were like, man, I feel really bad like owning that shirt now. And other people on the forums were like, no, man, today is the day to wear that shit proud.
Yeah, and I totally agree.
But yeah, like it was rough for me because it's weird the age we live in that like someone who I haven't even met, but I spend like, you know, several hours a week like watching and like round about like interacting with the chat and then that like that bounces back and forth. But like, dude was just all sorts of funny, and you could like, there's this huge amount of like video content for like of years of him, all the way back to what, 2005 when they were at GameSpot. I think I don't know.
It might be significantly.
That was earlier than that.
Yeah. Wow,
all right. Definitely earlier than that.
So, I guess trying to process all that, it was a rough couple of days, and I'm not sure why, because I mean I've never even met the guy, but he was so like it was tough for me to let go of just like, all right, this guy will not be showing up on any more new content, and the way I had to rationalize it was I had to let go of Ryan Davis, but Tazwell, as they put on like on the Giant Bombcast, like the vaudevillian, like, you know, wry wax mustache character that is effectively him on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have until I can come to terms with it, and that I can just keep looking up old Bombcast stuff, and I'll be like, okay, Tazwell is still around, but I'd say goodbye to Ryan.
Durin wrote a piece in this, right? Like, I've forgotten what you named it.
Yeah, like I kind of feel like an asshole, like pimping my blog in Ryan Davis. But like I never write a blog. So like for me, it was hard to really like say much of anything. Like as you guys probably saw, like I wasn't really on – there wasn't really a presence on the internet for me for a few days after hearing it. In fact, I don't think any of you really even heard from me until probably Wednesday or Thursday.
I was slightly concerned. It was like I think he's going to be okay, but – dang, I haven't heard from Durin in a while.
I was actively
avoiding. He's not playing Final Fantasy right now. What's going on?
Well, no, see, that was closed for the week, so I couldn't. But no, like, I was actively
avoiding. That's the only reason, like, guys. It's the only reason.
It's not because you were in mourning and tried just pacing back and forth. It's because the servers were down. God damn it.
No, it's like actively avoiding places like, you know, the Mumble server and in general, kind of a lot of the forums too, but it was mostly just because, kind of like what I said in the blog, which is essentially like I think with this happening so suddenly, a lot of us just didn't really know how to deal with like the emotions we were feeling because it didn't make any sense. Like why am I affected so much by the passing of this person? I have literally, and this is maybe different for other people, but I have literally never shared a conversation with or even seen in real life. Like I've literally only, it's been kind of a one way friendship or however it is you would put it. Mm-hmm. So it just took a little while to kind of, even begin to think of what to say or how to feel about that. So
I tried to explain to people like on Monday, I was just really bummed. And like my boss said, like, hey, like you doing okay? You look like you're kind of like, well, it's someone I know. Like, I guess a friend of mine died. And he's like, well, he's like, do you want to get grievances? Do you want to drive down to the funeral? And it's like, no. And if I try to explain this, it's just going to sound really dumb. But
go ahead.
I think it's, you know, for me, it was the first loss in the social media aspect. You know, we watch him every day or listen to him every day on podcasts, or we watch videos where he was around and kind of like a center point in the entire bomb squad, have you. This is the first time where myself have ever felt that, I mean, in the social media aspect, someone is gone. He will not be there again. But yet he still lives on in previous videos, you know.
That's true.
People have that, I guess, with home videos and relatives and stuff. And that's kind of the only tie I have to it. Like, I watch him and I watch the Giant Bomb community as they progress through the years and do videos. And that's kind of like the family that I have when it comes to the gaming community. And when one is lost, it's almost eerie in the way you can look back and still watch him. He's still there. He's still in digital format that you can take in and process and have a good laugh with every now and then, but he is gone and those will never be from this point forward. And so it's kind of hard to grasp that concept in this digital age that we're in now in social media.
Yeah.
I
was going to say that was kind of what the blog that I'd written was about, was just kind of rationalizing, you know, something that, you know, a lot of people probably have never really dealt with on the internet before. And kind of eventually coming, like, by the end, kind of coming to terms of, like, no, that's – it's okay. You know, it doesn't matter what social norms might say. Like, that's – it's okay to think of somebody on the internet that way, somebody you've never seen before. Like, that's the new world we live in now.
Shane Boy?
Yeah, I think it also has something to do with the way Giant Bomb operates as a site and as a community. Like super community-focused, you feel like – the members of the Bomb Squad as well as other community members are sort of like just friends around the world. I've had things where, a guitarist or a drummer in a band that I listen to dies in like a car crash or whatever, and you're sad about it, but it's just like, okay, yeah, they're not going to be like, in the band. Like, and
yeah, it's like, man, that sucks.
I think what it was
and you'll kind of move on.
Whether we know it or not, they put themselves out for the world. And if you like choose to like, you know, take it in and like drink in that like entertainment or like that connection, you what like whether you know it or not, you're like you're you know being affected by it. And when that gets cut off, you will feel that loss.
I mean, it also I don't know. I think like also because we could, I can say with a good amount of confidence that if it were not for Ryan Davis, none of us would know each other.
Yeah.
Quite possibly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's part of it too, is like, man, this guy has brought, not quite single-handedly, but he had a big part in bringing all these people together. Now all those people have lost that one common friend.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well,
to Thurb's point, you know, he's talking about like, you know, all of us have almost formed, like, and this again something I talked about in there as well. Like, all of us have kind of formed this odd, like, one-sided bond with the Giant Bomb crew, and really, like, none of us even realized how strong that bond could be until Monday.
Squiddle?
Like, that was when a lot of us just kind of that position.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the way that I am on Mumble and the way that I am towards you guys is a lot different. It is the true me, as opposed to who I am on the outside world, you know, being proper and being stuff. I'm wild and crazy on here. And a lot of people know it who are on the podcast right now. And, you know, for me, my relationship with you guys is stronger because I can be myself and who I am. And I feel that, you know, Ryan was the same way, that he could be himself and everybody would accept him for it because he was who he was. And, you know, I'm tearing up now a little bit, I guess. But for me, it's I have a closer bond to you guys than I do to a lot of my friends who are out and about. Maybe there's one or two that I'm close with, but, you know, there are not many people I would call my true friends. And like you said, if it wasn't for Giant Bomb bringing Lincoln Force together as a guild in Guild Wars 1, you know, and, you know, in Guild Wars 2, I would never have met you guys and I would never come to it. So I kind of have my roots tied back to the starting of Giant Bomb to bring me closer to who you guys are and, you know, awesome friends. So, yeah, I mean, there's the connection and there's the path that led me to where I am right now. And I'm appreciative of it and very sad for the loss.
I think Durin's blog post, even though I don't personally agree with it, he made the thesis statement of to some people Ryan Davis was Giant Bomb, and him passing away is like a passing of an era. I want to draw this stupid analogy because I feel like it, and he probably like it, but it's like the Obi-Wan Kenobi dying of Star Wars.
Yeah. I saw that video that someone posted.
Wait, but do you don't have a Luke Skywalker?
Noob Rama, you feel that? How you feel about this? You were, I didn't know how you, I didn't get a good feeling for like where you stood on this matter when I talked to you.
I mean, I
get up on the mic. You're quiet.
It's a lot like Shinboy's case, where it's just like I've met so many people, like the PC Gaming Hub and Lincoln Force, and so many friends that I have on the internet online, and it just all thanks to Ryan Davis. I mean, like the first Giant Bomb video I watched, like I didn't go from the start, but I started watching when Tested first came out, and I followed Will and Norm from Maximum PC, and like the first video I saw was that Dead or Alive weird beach volleyball creepy thing, and it's just like I immediately fell
that
in
would
love
be the first with, video you saw.
Yeah, but it's like I immediately fell in love with their personalities, and like all of you have been saying, it's you can't describe something like this to anyone else who's not like an internet person, or even then, yeah. Like people, it's hard to describe a feeling like this where it feels like it's not someone you know personally, but it feels like it sure is. Like
is,
someone
is that
you
why
know
you pushed so much for that video to be like on the top five of?
Oh yeah,
or you said
I absolutely enjoyed it. Like their reactions to that game were absolutely hilarious, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. And it's just the fact that they don't get to make, or Ryan doesn't get to be in new content anymore, is just horrible. It's just absolutely horrible.
It's kind
and
of
the way
I
he
think,
died.
I
don't even.
Personally, for me, I think the biggest contribution, and Jeff talked about this to some extent on the Bombcast, was that one thing that Ryan did really well was that he taught others, he was this way himself, and he taught others to be not ashamed or to be more open about the things that they enjoyed.
Right.
Like Ryan was into some really sort of dumb shit, but he was like, man, this stuff's awesome, and I think it's awesome, and I don't care.
The king of the summer jam.
And I think that's been great. I mean, for me personally, who I've had issues with that, this sort of helped a lot.
I mean, Cynic, like, you like started the idea of this podcast because, well, like, didn't you say, like, because of Ryan, just like, just try new stuff, like put it out there sort of thing?
I there's a million reasons, but part of it is because, well, okay, this podcast is informed on like a genetic level by the Bombcast, obviously.
Yeah.
We are off topic as much as we're on topic, perhaps even more so. And fuck it, we don't care if we go all over the line. I think there's certainly some episodes we've definitely gone far past the line. And a lot of that is informed by Giant Bomb and the Bombcast. And the Bombcast is Ryan's baby. And I'm going to miss, hey, everybody, it's Tuesday, for the rest of my life. That's always going to be something that, of course, I can go back to old episodes and listen to, but I'm gonna miss that with every coming Tuesday. I'm gonna miss looking forward to that. But like to bring it back to some, like, I think with Shinboy's analogy, with rock stars and the fans of those people, when they pass away, it's their music more than anything else that you feel attached to, and
because you don't know them personally, like, yeah, you know, like, intimately.
When it comes to
sort of creepy,
you, well, Ryan, no, it's the exact opposite of what the Giant Bomb guys are. You know what they're, yeah, the thing they've pushed to craft and make this, like, you know, this perfect little like origami thing that they then present to the world. Whereas it's like for Giant Bomb, it's like, oh, we're doing this live in 5 minutes. Okay, should I know anything? No. All right, well, let's just, like, do it. It's
the product they're selling is them.
Yeah,
it's themselves, their personality, not the music they're creating or the jokes they're making. It's their personalities that we fell in love with, and that's why we love Giant Bomb. So it's like the core, it's a core element that passed. And that's kind of the difference between an appreciator of art or movies than an appreciator of a personality like Ryan Davis. But I guess this segment has kind of run its course since everyone's had the opportunity to say something. Does anyone have any like closing statements? Because we do have to move on, and we're dedicating this episode to the memory of Ryan Davis. I failed to say that at the top, but Shinboy, final statements. Yeah.
closing statements. I don't know what can be said, really.
Yeah, I get that. That's true, but let's not invalidate that. Squiddle, anything to say?
I never knew how much I would miss him until I realized he's not there anymore.
I want to bring up Janet.
Don't
Jackson
know what you
here.
Got till it's gone.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Beat you to it. Put a little notch mark in my desk right now.
It's kind of a weird like closing remark for this, but I just love the fucking weird places that his passing has shown up on the internet.
Oh yeah,
and we saw that like what was like Hollywood Inside or whatever the hell that yeah, crazy website was.
Yeah,
like him showing up like the posters on what was it, like Monday Night Raw or something. And
Monday Night Raw, yeah,
yeah.
There was a basketball game where it wasn't Ryan Davis, it was Tazewell, and so only people who knew that would get it. That was brilliant. Yeah.
Like it just shows how far reaching both Ryan Davis and Giant Bomb as a whole really actually are. I don't think even any of them realized like the influence they've had on the internet, even beyond just the small community they have here.
Squiddle? Oh, did Squiddle already gone?
Yeah.
I did. I have, okay.
He threw out the Janet Jackson thing.
I did. I have one more thing to add, though. It was easier to cope and to feel as a family with – I mean, I didn't know – I joined the community in 2011, and I didn't realize how much he has done for the community until his passing and all the videos that I've watched. And to be able to cope with, you know, my sadness during work and on Twitter and on giantbomb.com and forums and stuff, to see how many lives he's touched, it was easier for me to say, hey, guys, I know how you're going through, and you're there with me, and we can get through this together.
Yeah.
So it was pretty awesome to see that.
Like for me, I haven't told anyone in real life about this, and that's because I don't really have anyone in real life to talk to about this, but the community,
talk to the poison spiders.
Yeah, listen. Exactly. And that's pretty, just me, the spiders, and maybe like wait, do I have scorpions here? I don't know if
you got kangaroos.
Why not
but yeah, like it's because of the community that I'm doing comparatively pretty well. I believe I had the shortest turnaround in terms of just like mourning period for us, and I was able to make that recording last week because of it. Not that it's something to be proud of, it's just that that's a thing. That's how I am. But yes, new Barama.
I guess, like, you know, you see those forum posts before about, oh, who's going to leave Giant Bomb first? And the thing is, the only person who leaves Giant Bomb leaves because he died. And I think,
well,
that's,
I don't know, I hear Brad is leaving.
Yeah, he's feeling like a run IGN or something.
Yeah, but Brad, come on. I mean, he's been there for like, he's a temp worker, basically. He's been there for like 5 weeks.
I hear he's only on contract.
Yeah. He's a,
so wait, so you're saying until he has his own t-shirt, he's not official? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. I mean.
Okay.
So think about it this way. Patrick has his own shirt. Jeff has his own. Ryan has his own. Vinny has his own with Flight Club.
Yeah, Vinny and Drew got the Flight Club.
Also,
shirt.
Vinny is a god, so that's different.
Vinny is the only person, I think, on the Bomb Crew who could make me cry if he, for some reason.
Vinny is goddamn immortal.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
He is immortal. Vinny Caramel.
Vinny's not going to leave. He's got kids to feed.
Exactly. And
that's true.
Thurbleton, if you want to round us out and then transfer us to the Guild Wars 2 part of the show.
Oh, yeah, because this is the Lincoln Cast, not the Scotch Cast.
Yep.
I guess
closing statements.
The one thing, like the one, I guess, bright thing I've taken from this, I guess, well, one of many, because the dude was fucking funny all the time, was just like, I find myself thinking of how can I live like he did more often? Like, I didn't think like that. I was just like, oh, this guy's funny. I like watching him. And now that he's gone, it's like, it's wow. If I could just be like one iota of him, just like in a little bit of a joke or something when I'm talking with friends, I think that'll make the world a better place, you guys.
I agree. So
then you make a wristband. What would Ryan Davis
do? Make your world a better place.
Yeah. So,
man, I also think in a way to add to, I guess I didn't really have a closing statement. I just sort of said whatever. secretly, we all want to be Ryan Davis, not in a sense as in we want to, you know, work covering video games, but he worked with a bunch of friends doing what he loved to do for a living. Isn't that what we all really want to do?
Yeah.
And also just like threw together the weirdest combinations of like these two guys would never ever meet. And yet when like he puts it together and it's just the best thing ever. I don't want to say Fantasia after the best thing ever, but that is a perfect comparison.
Fuck, I hate that. I have no interest in that game. But yeah, people should listen to that.
What about the game Guild Wars 2?
Woo!
Hey, that's a video game.
Transitions!
It's a hard transition.
Yeah, it's a left turn, but whatever. so I actually want to get to this. The main thing for Guild Wars 2 updates. We're leaving the last topic in the dust. They are changing to 2 week updates. What the fuck?
What does that mean?
They have changed 2 week updates.
Well, they have changed. Okay. This is not their halfway through the year announcement. That's actually going to come at the end of July. So I guess next week, 2 weeks out. But the plan is for the Living Story. They now have four teams that is like the Living Story, like team, you know, Alpha, Beta, Delta, whatever. But like, yeah, four teams. And they will be releasing content every 2 weeks, giving each team roughly 2 months to work on their 2 weeks of projects. Well, they haven't gone into depth on that, but they're you know, every 2 months, one team will release something.
So you're saying I'm going to be missing more content?
That's just it. I mean, like, this is either a very awesome thing.
Quality content.
This is either a very awesome thing or a really bad thing.
This would be great news if this was permanent content they were making.
Here's a discussion I have for you guys that we can talk about. I'm not sure which way they're going to spin this, but is it going to be like four teams working in four different zones? And so after that 2 month period, like an update happens to that zone. So Cynic, you're asking like, well, like I only can log in like every month or something. When you log in, there's four different updates in four different zones that have happened. Or is it going to be awesome, a single zone where it's just overlapping every 2 weeks, like they've been doing?
I like logging in once a month and seeing a bunch of new shit. Like,
you actually log in that much?
No, because of you, I freaking messaged you like yesterday morning, my time.
You didn't message me anything. No, you didn't. That's a lie.
Totally. And then he went on to play like fucking Hotline Miami. When I was like, Noob, we should play some Guild Wars 2.
That's a really good game, though, in his defense.
It's true. But yeah, I like hopping on with Noob, usually, if he can freaking get away from his other PC games to play Guild Wars 2.
There are a lot of PC games in the world, thanks to the there magical, are. Wonderful world of Origin.
Oh, God damn.
I mean, you play, fuck right? You.
But yeah, having you more play. Stuff yeah. concurrently that's new would be fun, but I don't know if that is what they're insinuating by this at all. Right.
Does this mean a sharp decline in the quality of updates? I think I'm scared of.
Oh, because this update's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Right. So, no. So, I mean, like, if they are forced to release, like, on a more, I guess, quicker schedule, does that mean we'll just get less content per update? Or
no, because it sounds like they basically pulled more people onto the Living Story. Like, they have more teams now so that they can, so they can still have whatever the quality level they had.
They can focus on the existing game.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to say this without going too crazy, but let's look at it as the new niche in MMOs, where you have every 2 weeks new content, and somebody is not able to experience it, and this one person who was able to, you know, fought in the Battle of Goliath, let's say, just as a term to use, and you know, player B comes back and goes, "Man, you fought in that battle? That was a pretty hard battle, from what I heard." And then he goes on to fight another battle. And let's say player A was never a part of that battle because he was offline or not there. I mean, much like, you know, war is, you know, you do your terms, you come home, and then you go back, and then you have your stories you tell. This could be a really turning point in the way that you experience MMOs on a level of, you know, not, you don't get to experience everything, but when you do experience it, you have a great story to tell behind it that not everybody was privy to. And, you know, it goes on from there. That's how I think of it when I hear that. So,
see, I think that's the concept. And while the updates, like the content they've been putting in, at least for the last few, has been actually decently compelling, I feel like they're still not quite at that point where it's like, oh, man, well, I feel like I had to have like this crazy story to tell from this update.
Well, true. But it is the start of something. I mean, I wouldn't look at it as, you know, they've perfected it yet, but it's something that they can – migrate.
You can see where they're going.
Yeah, exactly.
Where they want to go, at least.
Yeah.
They're definitely testing the waters. I believe actually that Guild Wars 2 lore master, Wooden Potatoes, brought up a very good point about how the content we've seen so far and what we assume, like, you know, the when they sit down to like make these updates, they're sort of like back themselves into a corner, because like I talked about, I think like several episodes ago by now, but like they can't really change the world without having to change, like, oh, this, like, we have to get rid of this vista because we want to make it so like there's this building was like destroyed with the event, or we can't change because like this area because a personal story happens here, and so much of the world has this static effect to it that it cannot be changed, like the dynamic hearts or whatever, not the dynamic hearts, the renown hearts.
Renown hearts?
Yeah, renown hearts. Like, those areas can't be changed. And so when they make these 2 week, like, this special content, it's almost like an episode of, like, Scooby-Doo or something where, like, whatever happens to them, by the time the next episode rolls around, everyone's fine again. So it's campy, it's fun, but it's hard to get stuff memorable with content like that. Like, everyone remembers the Karka event.
Yeah.
For better or worse.
For better or worse.
Yeah.
That is memorable.
It is ingrained in my memory as a memory of Guild Wars
2. It's like, oh my God, this is insane.
Who says they can't change Renown Hearts? I mean, let's say you start a new character and nothing is the same as it was when you started.
That sounds good.
Because of changes. You know, it's a whole new story that you do. It's not a grinding event.
Yeah, that was actually exactly what that was actually.
The pitch,
that wasn't the pitch. That's the problem. Is that was when the game was still in beta and they were talking about you know, going forward and, you know, the future and everything. They talked about the dynamic events would be changing out and stuff. At the time, I hadn't grasped the difference between dynamic events and Renown Hearts, partly because I wasn't playing yet. And so that's actually what I thought, is that the more static quest stuff would actually change, so that when you play through as other characters, it would show up. Is that coming through on here?
Yes.
Yeah. Just go ahead. Just keep
sorry,
going.
I, Static events. If you play through, you know, as another character again, you would have a different set of static events rather than playing through, like Squiddle said, the exact same content all over again, which really does make leveling a second character in Guild Wars 2 not very fun.
Right. To the point where I just haven't done it. I still only have one character.
Like, I've leveled alts, but not in the same fashion, and only one of them got world completion, because that's all I really need, because I'm not going to get a third, like, legendary, let alone maybe this first one.
WoW did some stuff with Cataclysm that some people disagreed with. Like, some people just didn't like that stuff. But
that's like, it. Like, they actually made a change that people were passionate about, either for better or worse. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I was glad that they drastically changed the landscape of the game. And I thought that was very cool and very ballsy of them for that time to do so. And I would love to see more MMOs be like, you come in next month and Lion's Arch is not there. You know, it is in ruins. It is destroyed. Yeah. It's never coming back. And now a new city is your main point. I mean, that for me would be like, oh, shit, everything's changed. That's awesome.
Yeah, at the very least,
actual persistence in an MMO.
Right.
At the very least, like, oh, we're going to try and rebuild it. You're going to have to try and protect and set up all these temporary settlements around and protect them and make sure supplies get there and all those kind of things. And that could spring up in, like, in Darn Fields, a whole bunch of other dynamic events and stuff.
Okay, wait, one question. So from what was there at Guild Wars 2 at launch and what's here now, what is different if you are just a player? Like, what is other than that South dungeons? There's South Cove Island, and then what else?
Yeah. Other than that, some jumping vessels.
I mean,
and like a dungeon.
Fractals is new, but that hasn't gotten like a touch up since then. Have talked this, like they've said, the Living Story 1 from the Frost and Flame will be like, will put in there somehow. But it's okay. Like,
something to do with the next update is probably going to change some stuff, because I think MMORPG.com got like their preview pamphlet. And has something to do with voting, and depending on who you vote for, certain things get changed or altered or what have you.
So basically, like, there are changes that have been made to it since initial launch. It's not 100% the same game, but from what I've gathered, like, if you're coming in as a new player right now, you're not going to see much of a change, if any, as you're kind of playing through and leveling through the zones. Like, it's pretty much the same game.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I can understand for a story-oriented game. They don't want to change it for new players from what they originally had.
But most of the story is done in... most of the story is done in...
Yeah, that was the whole reason... Yeah, that was the whole reason that the personal story quests are even there, is, like, that's the part that you control.
Yeah.
By instance, all out. Like,
there are instances around
it. But that's the problem that comes in again, is that then, because they decided to do these personal story instances, they are not allowed to touch any zone that those instances exist in.
Ooh, yeah, perhaps. And do you guys think that's just the issue with their server technology, like not being able to do – what does WoW call it? They had a name
phasing.
Yeah, do they have a patent on that or something? Like, is there a reason
I think other games have done phasing, which is basically
The Old Republic did a lot of phasing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So,
I don't want phasing. I love
phasing.
I want like Star Wars doesn't have phasers.
I want phasing legit changes in the world,
but it also caused a lot of other problems. One of the biggest being playing with friends.
Yeah,
right.
So phasing is definitely not the solution.
But it's not not the way they did it. But I can see a version of phasing which just phases things back just for the story content, but leaves the world itself as it is. So that's instanced anyway.
I really hate to bring up Final Fantasy 14 again.
But we hate you for it.
It seems something kind of similar. Mm-hmm. But it's really restricted to just mobs, basically.
I may or may not be setting a timer for 5 minutes.
No, it's
5
it's like
minutes. That is quite generous.
Yep.
With what they do with it, like, they're not changing like landscape with it. It's strictly mobs that will come in. But the way they handle it is like the mobs that come in for your personal thing that you are doing, other people can see them, so it's not like you're fighting just nothingness. But they're not able to attack them. It'll basically tell them that you can't help because this is a part of their personal whatever.
Right.
And so, like, that's how they handle that. I mean, again, that's just mobs. That's definitely not terrain changing or anything like that.
Yeah.
I wish it was the other way around. But there are definitely different. I'm just imagining like some guy getting his ass beat by like this giant bear, and no one sees the bear. The guy just like it. It's almost like when you see somebody like trying to fight a bee or something in real life, and they're freaking out, but they're like 100 feet away, and like, what is going on with that guy?
Or spider webs, like when someone walks through a spider web,
yeah,
no one else can see it, but they just suddenly flip the fuck out. Okay, so back to the topic though. In terms of what they are actually doing, what have they confirmed? Like, they're doing 2 week content. Is any of that staying, or like, do we know how fast it's getting changed out? Or
this,
is that-
like, this is again in ArenaNet blog post fashion, where they're like almost, I swear, deliberately cryptic, and will go into more detail right before, like, you know, a day before the update. Which, right. like, they've said they're going to go into more detail, at least on a, like, halfway through the year review or recap in July. I'm guessing 2 weeks away.
Okay.
But, cool. Yeah. That was just the main thing that is, you know, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying it is a very interesting choice they're going with, and I'm curious, like, how they're going to walk down that pathway. Because how they execute this will make or break, I'm sure, a lot of players like yourself, Cynic. Like,
they're definitely, you know, paving a new path with this. So for better or worse for some of us, at least they're trying something different, mm-hmm. whether or not we may actually like it.
Yeah.
And maybe like, this like, is Czar of the Four Winds actually sounds really cool. And I'm going
we'll talk about that next.
No. The way they're structuring it also allows them to sort of sneak features in or update them on a 2 week basis instead of hiding or not hiding, but holding something like a dungeon finder or something like that back for a big expansion. They can just sort of sneak it in with one of these updates whenever it's ready.
Speaking of which, what is the current news on that feature?
They are still working.
They have all the features lined out for it. But they're actively working on, I don't know. But like something like the overhauled achievement UI and the achievement rewards, a lot of that would normally be something you would see in an expansion or a big, big patch, once a year patch. Instead, they just sort of snuck it out with one of these 2 week updates.
Yeah. I mean, like the benefit with the 2 week updates is there are other players that love that sort of stuff. And like,
oh, yeah.
with like 2 week updates, they can keep putting out more stuff for people to buy off the shop. And like that will keep them afloat. So it's both sides have their merits, and Shinboy, I agree with you 100%. I predict that they are doing all this stuff to build up so that when an expansion happens, because whether Arena liked it or not, the people paying the bills say they'd have to do an expansion.
Apparently they are making money hand over fist with the gems.
Yeah, apparently they say they're like very well off. And it's a little weird that money is going to NCSoft to then fund other MMOs, but if Arena has trouble,
that's how publishers work. It's not really that
they're a business. Yeah, they're a business. I know. Mm-hmm. But it's anyway. I says to Mabel, I says, when an expansion happens, hopefully, like everything will be much more like they'll have time to make sure these new features are smoothed out.
Right.
So like it's oh they put out the you know looking for group tool. Oh, they have to make a slight, you know, adjustment to it because they didn't anticipate people would be wanting to do fractals more or something, or like. So that's nice.
I wouldn't anticipate that either.
Yeah.
You're being all cynical.
Damn.
I think all of us are being cynical. Like, I've grown cynical with this podcast.
Yeah.
Except for self-confessing.
Being cynical. Yeah, go figure, right? No, I'm mostly being cynical about it because it's just, I mean, as I said before, I don't remember if it was on a podcast or not anymore, but it's just, it saddens me that the game hasn't quite turned out to have gone the direction that it seemed like it was going at launch. I feel like their launch pitch was not in line with the direction that they actually had plans to take the game.
It's
unfortunate, but it's definitely a game for a lot of people still.
To paraphrase a well-known movie line, this is the Guild Wars we got, not the Guild Wars we wanted.
Deserved. Let's try though.
However, they did a decent job.
Yeah.
And like I said,
that's why I said like it's not what I wanted it to be, and I feel like it's not what they said it was going to be in their pre-launch pitch. But it has turned out to be a great game for a lot of people. Like a lot of people, definitely this is the MMO for them.
I mean, like I don't know, Shinboy. This game is long ago validated the $40. For like $60 purchase or whatever.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Oh, definitely. I mean, my point is also that if you go back to January to the Flame and Frost stuff, that first patch they were hyping up like pretty.
You know, this is a game changer, folks.
There was a jack shit in that patch.
Yeah,
and now like 2 weeks after we got a new, albeit temporary, but still a new dungeon introducing like a new race of, or not new, like new like faction of villains and everything. Right after that, 2 weeks later, we got a whole new zone with a big ass ship and all that, like whole new systems and stuff. So
I just
the patches are getting more substantial. At the very
end, things are looking up.
I just want to see, right. I just want to see I want to see an update that doesn't involve a back piece for the reward for doing it.
Oh god,
that'd be nice. Like, give us something different. We got back pieces now. Give me a sword.
They introduced a new armor stat distribution.
What, Celestial?
Question? Yeah, I can't hear that shining on my character.
Here's another thing that I wish they would do more of, and it's definitely within their wheelhouse to do. Like, the whole idea of like the dynamic events was that it was like the snowball effect sort of thing, right? Like, it's
right.
It's, well, some people describe it as a pendulum that would go back and forth. Mm-hmm. Do you guys know of any events with like Living Story or just new ones they've added that are not just single or maybe like one to two like chain ones? Is there like, are there any big meta events that have been released?
But it doesn't make sense for them to do that though, because if there was a meta event, there's so many people like who immediately jump on.
Well,
and
I don't mean content. I don't mean like meta event like giant boss at the end. I just mean like it's a chain thing,
yeah,
of like four events.
You couldn't really have a pendulum because there's just so many people pushing the one direction at one time that would, if even if they did make it, you'd probably never see it swing back, right? Because
it's almost like there's too many people doing them.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting and almost self-defeating.
Playing Guild Wars 2.
Everybody, you need to buy a ticket before you can go into Jormag. All right, please wait. Please wait in line.
You can get the premium ticket by going to the gem store.
Like, that's right.
Going to what Durin was saying though, that's kind of where my disconnect with the game is, because when they said like monthly new content. Until recently, because like last one and this one actually seemed really interesting, but until recently, especially with the Flame and Frost stuff, they were not giving me what I wanted. That what they were giving us back then was crapper than what I expected, which was when they first talked about that stuff when the game initially came out. I thought there'd be like whole new dynamic event chains, and like that's the kind of stuff they'd be changing.
They were almost making it sound like dynamic event chains were going to be changing like bi-weekly.
Yeah. They did make it sound like that, and they'd be swapping them out.
Them done, they were just going to be putting them in rotations, and then that never happened.
Yeah,
but maybe with the 2 week turnaround time they're doing for new content or change of content, that they said that's maybe what they're testing. Can they do it?
It sounds like
a year later.
They're going
that's the problem. A year later, right, hold they're on. Finally fulfilling on their launch promise.
So who here played Secret World?
I did.
Okay. Secret World itself, I mean, first was a pay to play, and then they went to free to play because they didn't have the subscriber base. Where Guild Wars 2 was free to play from the start, still have people that are playing and have strong feelings about it, and now they're testing new things because they still have people playing. Mm-hmm. So I don't fault them for trying new things in the game now that they have people that are dedicated and say, we're going to stick with you.
No. It's not a matter of faulting them for trying new things now. It's that what they are trying, those new things they are trying now, a year later, was the promise they gave us at launch.
Right. But let's just put that aside then. Let's put that aside for now and start talking about what they actually are doing. I actually do think that this is kind of unexpected because, like, again, I thought they were going to be rehashing whole areas, changing up all the dynamic events in them. Like, if you go to the Norn starting area today, most, I think all of the dynamic events I played through when I first played the game are still there, right? And it's still the same freaking ones, and it doesn't feel new or refreshed. And that's the kind of feeling I thought what they were doing. But that doesn't necessarily detract from the fact that they are doing this other thing, which is instead of rehashing old areas, which is probably what I'd still prefer, they are doing something really interesting and new, which is in some ways kind of disappointing because it's what MMOs have always done in that they're just giving us boatloads of like new areas, new zones, new content. But that's still good. And that's still like what a lot of people find interesting. And especially with Bazaar, I find it really cool. Like, I really like the idea of some of the new ideas they're coming up with. So I guess like, should we transition, Burbleton?
Yeah, like we could talk about one of those new zones, the Bazaar of the Four Winds. which, good lord, that is a well-crafted map.
Nice. I haven't had a chance to really run around it much. Like, I did a few, got a few of the crystals or whatever, and ran around a bit experimenting with the new skills that they give you, but I haven't really done much of it.
Okay, so the whole map is more or less just it's a very well glossed over, like, you know, trade hub. You can buy it, like, all sorts of, you know, awesome stuff. Like, you can buy all the karma food from like two or three vendors. but all it really is just a path that you walk up to get to the peak, which is this like floating Zephyr. I don't want to say blimp because it's like, it's all sail powered.
It's an airship.
Yeah, airship. It is a ship in the air.
Yeah. Bioshock?
Yeah, sure. There's infinite ships in the air. And there's always a lighthouse.
There's more than one. There's like
there's infinite ships.
Yep.
And you have to get to them by learning the this attunement of crystals, and it's basically just, it's taking a lot of the movement abilities that people have like really enjoyed. Like, one of them, I'm pretty sure, is just like a rehash of Ride the Lightning. One is that super jump that we saw from the Super Adventure Box, and like the mushroom bounce pad.
Cool.
And one I think is like the engineer like rocket jump, like super powered, so you go really far away. And it's taking all those and like putting them in a fun little method. And there's little hidden crystals that like you can get for achievements along the way, and of course like the vendor, so there's all sorts of cool shiny things along the way. And then when you get to the top, there is a mini game, which is fun, but it goes back to my one beef with the mini games, and that there's no way you can just do ones with your friends.
Oh, they still haven't got matchmaking?
No.
Like proper partying and matchmaking,
and you can't do any of the mini games in the custom arenas.
Be antisocial and play with everyone.
I don't want to do that.
But I want to play with my friend. But no, it's definitely a lot of fun. To a platform enthusiast like me, I had a ton of fun just, bouncing around on the rigging of the place and just, hey, work it. Like, it's almost like they just said, you guys can just go wherever you want on this map. Cheese it out. It's fine. That's very nice. Is there anything I'm missing with the new stuff, Shinboy?
There's the race.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. They also had. Isn't that the mini game?
Basically, a kart racer. Is that the mini?
I think there's
a kart racer.
Hang on, a kart racer.
I do not know about the kart racer.
All right, now you have my attention.
Kart racer.
Guild Wars Mario Kart.
You get the three skills, the lightning jump, the like ride the lightning thingy, and like the super high jump. And there's a whole bunch of you, and you go down the super long path. And along the way, there are pots that you run into that give you one of a handful of other skills,
which
you
can use
either to your advantage or against other racers.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
It's pretty long. It's a pretty long track too.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
But you're not in cars. You're just dudes running. But
You're running.
That sounds pretty fun. Like it's kind of those kind of things that I hope they take Thurbleton's idea into account and just like straight up put that in the map rotation for PvP so people can line up for that.
No,
kind of
like
stuff.
Not even map rotation. It's just like if you shell the money out to them, you can do this dumb stuff like hold a beer keg tournament, which I want to do. Yeah. God, I want to shoutcast a beer keg tournament. It's just like the dumbest rewards.
Like you're talking like straight up like keg brawl tournament.
Yeah.
No, okay. A keg brawl or
keg brawl.
Like drinking game, which you can actually challenge people to.
Okay.
Has anyone done the Order of Whispers mission where you need to like outdrink the people?
Yeah.
They added that as like a regular activity. You can challenge other people.
Oh, nice.
I was walking around in LA and they were just doing people on the stairs, just drinking contest.
Which, yeah, I guess this is a
– because I do drinking contests in games.
This is a decent transition then. They also announced something kind of weird. I mean, like, we've talked about, like, with the structure PvP and all that. Like, are they going to do – like, how are they going to do select members from the community? Like, all right, we're highlighting these matches. Or are they going to, like, have their own? Turns out they're going to sort of do their own.
What?
Yep. At PAX Prime 2013,
yep.
They will be doing the Guild Wars 2 Invitational and Regional Qualifying Tournaments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so the
Regional
back...
Qualifying Tournaments are before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, a cash prize pool of 10 grand is on the line.
Cool. Like, Guild Wars 1 kind of started this. They did that with that. And I think the cash prizes got up to, like, $100,000 or so.
Sweet. But, I think they had quarter mil yeah. tournaments at some point.
Yeah. Well, Guild Wars 1 was a bigger PvP game than Guild Wars 2 has ended up being yeah. so far. But, yeah, no, this is a good start. Like, they're hopefully this means that they're going to be pumping even more resources into PvP, getting that up to snuff. But yeah, it sounds really cool.
So will Guild like Wars it. PvP be recognized as an official sport by the United States government?
Probably not.
Do we want to talk about that? Because I find that really interesting.
No, we don't.
I mean, like,
that's
okay,
not
really
it's not interesting at all.
Here's why that is a thing. It's so that way people from South Korea and all that can get visas to come over.
Yeah.
No, they don't. South Koreans don't. They play Dota. Koreans play Dota. They don't play
from Germany or whatnot. That's why League of Legends can be
Russia
any,
and Brazil
as a sport.
Is what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Russia and Brazil.
So
that's good anyway.
Yeah, that and then like they have new maps like the Skyhammer map, which was also released in this update.
Apparently
that
map's really, really good.
Cool.
Apparently that map's good. The special mechanic is a big cannon called the Skyhammer, which is an awesome name. Mm-hmm. And also there are panes of the floor that straight up like platformer style. You stand on them for a few seconds and they disappear, thus creating a hole in the floor.
Nice.
You could pull people into or knock people into.
Kind of cute. I like that.
Also, apparently I'm sort of going to go off topic into speculation here, but there have been a few things where the Necros still have that thing where they can survive any fall if they have a certain skill equipped.
Mm-hmm.
And someone did that on Skyhammer and they ended up in a deserty looking area with sandworms.
Yep.
Like sandworms that was actually killing them.
So okay. Like Alona style or so, what? Yeah,
so my like thought is that between all the stuff that we've seen with the Kanthan influences and all that, I think Krakatorik is next, you guys. Guess anyway.
Sweet.
The Kanthan has much
predictions.
To do with him, but
speculation.
People who don't remember who the fuck that is, care to elaborate?
The Shatterer. He's the Shatterer's big daddy.
Yeah. I'm also really upset that it's Kralk, like K-R-A-L-K, instead of just K-R-A-K, because that way they can make the patch or expansion name Guild Wars 2 Crack is Whack.
Nice. Yep.
But
sure. But wait, why does a desert – why does that
– Because
he landed Krakatorik, in the crystal desert.
Yeah, if you bring up the Guild Wars 2 map and zoom all the way out on the world map, you see like there's the – brand that like purple scar on the right side of the map,
yeah,
and in the
down.
Desert, which is where
and
yeah,
the Zephyrs in the Bazaar update. If you sort of look into their lore a bit, they sort of it seems like at least they sort of worshipped Glint because they all talk about how they're super bummed that Glint is not there,
right?
So,
for those who don't know, she dies in the book that leads up.
Yeah,
to...
she was also Krakatorik's champion previously.
Right. Yeah. So, but wouldn't, because he just flew over that area of mainland Tyria, and that area is all crystalline shit.
He sort of chilled and landed somewhere in the desert.
Yeah, but like that area is all crystalline shit. Like it doesn't look like anything like how I'd imagined the crystal desert to look. Well, back in Guild Wars.
Like there's still the rest of the crystal desert.
I'm guessing the majority of the desert is still desert-like, and then a section of it will be.
If you look at the map, majority of the desert is still desert-y.
But are there crystals in the desert?
I'm not sure, but there are crystal-like formations in a very arid part of Tyria.
There's a specific cave that was quite crystally in the crystal desert.
And you know what? I am A-okay with this because this just means more Palau Joko. It'll hopefully be voiced by Christopher Walker. Yeah, Christopher Walker.
Between this and the Kanthan stuff, it seems like they're now at least sort of getting close to expanding the map. So to speak.
Oh God, I didn't think I could feel excited. Like I've been pretty jaded over the last couple of months about Guild Wars 2, but when the moment you said that, I was like, oh shit, I'm totally still all the way down if they're going to bring back Kanthan and the Crystal Desert.
Oh yeah, it seems like they're always gearing up to maybe taking us back to where we were previously, or if not, somewhere close to it.
And that'd be awesome.
It would be awesome. I agree. And then would breathe some. Fresh air into the game.
Something else that I think is awesome that I sent because I'm like, you know, I was 90% sure this was his dungeon. But I sent Josh Foreman just like, you know, this is the best thing ever for the Rageathon jumping puzzle that was like the not so secret one with the Sky Pirates update.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that one was good.
Yeah. It's Cynic, just don't go near it. You will hate it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. Yep.
It's really not too hard.
I mean,
well, Cynic and jumping puzzles don't go together.
Yeah, I love platforming games that MMOs don't control the way I like them to, so fuck you guys.
It's just hard enough. Man, it's just unforgiving enough that I enjoyed it, and it was like, oh, this is a fun challenge. But yeah, that's a new thing that's happened since we've talked as well. And I'm trying to think of other new updates. Anything new?
Apparently, might be confirmed by the time this show goes up, depending if it goes on Monday or Tuesday. Apparently, the next update, we have to vote between Ellen Keel and Evan Nashblade, because the item that's going to drop for that patch is like a coin that you can use to vote with. And I've also heard rumors that depending who wins, certain things happen to the world.
Cool.
Like they change certain things based on their platform, basically.
Mm.
Changing waypoint costs or what have you, stuff like that.
It's kind of cute. I like
weird,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'd be voting for the one.
Mind you, cool none game. Of that is confirmed.
Well, we're here. Like, I don't know if it's going to be next week or the week after, but we're definitely going to have another episode talking about that stuff. Is there anything else for Guild Wars 2 stuff this week? Was that it?
I'm thinking that's it.
They added the new achievement stuff with the achievement rewards, and those weapons look really awesome.
The weapons do look really awesome. I agree. Or like
most people who are playing the game, at least on a semi-regular basis, already have at least one of them. And it's also, they did this smart thing where it's just, you can just get another one right from the achievement panel on any character. Super easy. You just open up the achievement thing and you just hit withdraw and you have another one in your inventory.
God damn it, Shinboy, your achievement people, I will never understand. I will never understand.
No, I mean, you get one at 1,000 points.
Mm.
So most people should have one. Unless you like just started,
I don't think I have 1,000.
No, you have 1,000. You and I probably points. Have 1,000.
I probably have like 600 or something. I think.
Remember? I guarantee you have 1,000.
I think I have like 2,000.
Okay. Do you, Cynic? Do you have a giant robot to fight monsters with?
Oh God, yes. Do we get to talk? Do we? So off topic starts now because I want to talk about that movie so bad.
I think this concludes the Lincoln Cast part of the Lincoln Cast. Coming up next is
bye everyone. Bye.
Yeah, if people get interested in Guild Wars 2. It'd be time to book out now. There will be a little Guild Wars 2 segment in the quiz show coming up.
Before we go into this, we are about to go into the discussion about
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. I guess we'll try and like. I'll cut it to about 30 minutes. Specific, if that.
Specific Rim?
30 minutes?
Or Pacific?
Man, if we do a Pacific Rim forecast, it should be called Specific Rim.
Yeah, Specific Rim.
I like that idea. Can we just do that after this recording?
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. Well. I don't think we have time. Truly, but there's not much to say about that movie because it's just a steamy pile of turd. Like that's essentially the start and end of it, right? Like,
oh, damn.
Shots fired.
Really?
Well, man, damn.
Cynic.
We're taking fire from the second floor.
We're going to spoil, right? We're going to spoil. I'm sorry.
I mean,
but
if someone on the show doesn't here. Want yeah. to...
I was gonna say, I haven't actually seen it yet.
Don't.
I don't.
I mean, I've... Dude, no, please. But see, here's the thing. Like, I'm going to see it because it sounds dumb, but I'm not going to pay...
It's actually really well made. Some of the acting is in, yeah. But the rest is awesome.
What are you talking
like,
about?
I will watch it when I can pay like $4 for it.
I'm not a grumpy old man. That's what I'm talking about.
Some of the acting is bad? Some, I mean, is that what you're saying?
I mean, Cynic, to be fair here, I mean, this is a movie that was basically trying to be a live-action anime. What the fuck did you expect from it?
This was the best Power Rangers movie I've ever seen.
Okay, see, Shinboy, that's all I need to hear. I need to watch this movie now.
I don't know. This was a pretty good Independence Day as well.
Yeah.
So do they fight in the Pacific?
I think anyone who doesn't like this movie is a grumpy old man who cannot connect with his inner 12-year-old.
Well, you know, fight around the Pacific. Yes. Bordering the Pacific Ocean.
Fight There's such a part as, where he literally says, but their mechs are digital. Our one is analog, and I wanted to cry.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Because that movie knows that that line is dumb.
Who are these actors?
You don't know who Ron Perlman is?
Ron Perlman. Oh, no. I mean, like, the three main actors. Rinko Kikuchi, Idris Elba and Charlie Hunnam.
Actually, people will know Idris Elba soon enough because he is rumored to be the next James Bond.
Wow. Oh,
really?
I believe Black so. James Bond? Oh, no, no. The other way around. The other way around. Who's the white guy?
Oh, God. I was going to say.
Oh, great.
I thought that was his name.
Oh, also, God. That's what's her face? Horrible.
The Asian woman? She could totally play Faith if they ever decided for some reason to make a Mirror's Edge movie.
Probably play Faith if she learned how to speak English. Yeah, you're probably...
So she looks like an anorexic.
Well, I'm assuming that was affected. I'm assuming she was doing a bad Asian accent on purpose.
No. Right? No.
No?
She is Japanese.
No, like, I've heard interviews.
She's been in other movies too, right? Talks.
I know numerous Japanese people who speak English incredibly well. I don't know.
That's not really a good argument.
Not according to my animes.
Perhaps it's not. Perhaps I'm being a little bit down on her performance. I just thought that the entire romantic subplot was complete trash, and I wanted to like
also
stab
not
out my
important
eyes.
At all.
That's pretty much what I've heard everywhere.
God,
think it's a problem with expectations. Honestly,
I expected a good movie.
Did you see that cover and say, or see the trailer and say, this is going to be a great fucking movie?
I can't wait for the deep and complicated romantic undertones.
I just didn't want any romantic. I just didn't want a romantic undertone, like in any form of time.
But that's how successful movies get successful these days.
So, Siddiq, you're saying it wasn't entertaining at all, in any form or fashion?
No. I'd give it 2 puppies. It was
out of how many puppies?
5 puppies.
Yeah,
it's got some, like, there's parts where in the fights that are legitimately cool and made me go, fuck yeah, mechs.
I think those mechs are too big.
So what
that's what I've heard, is basically the fights were awesome.
Yeah.
What would the Tang review give it?
Did he score?
I don't think he did scores. I think he just talked and broke down technically the movies. No. I will say there were parts of it that I liked. There were parts of it that I thought that were dumb. But the way that he, Del Toro, the director, presented that dumb of, like, oh, this, like, this giant robot of titanium is going to get a, like, iron ship and use that as a bat. And the ship doesn't break immediately after the first swing against the robot.
While he picks it up in his hands.
I am okay with him. That just complete break away from reality, because I want to see a robot hitting a giant monster with giant like ship bat.
Yeah, like when the big bat monster flies them up into near space and he pulls out a sword, I was like, yeah, okay, I'm with you, Del Toro. That's pretty fucking cool.
But the best part about that is that they don't bother with like the long build up. It's just like ground, wings, space.
Yes, somehow able to get like lift that high up away from air.
Some of it was good, and Ron Perlman was a genius in that movie. He was perfect in every
scene. See, I think the dumbness in that movie, the way they shape the characters, like the two scientists, you could perfectly see them doing something really dumb, and I think the movie knows it's dumb, but not to the point where it's like a wink and a nod at the audience, like a lot of things these days. Like, that's the problem I have with some of the Saints Row stuff, is that it sort of knows it's dumb a bit too much.
I also love that they got
the
villain from a Bond movie to play the other scientist, because the entire time I was just like, oh, it's the guy who hit James Bond in the nads with a rope.
I hated the scientists. Is that bad? Like, I just could not. They felt like a kids' TV show.
They were there for comedic relief.
I'm not sure if you saw any of the interviews with Del Toro,
right?
But he was like, "Yo, this is a super high budget movie for like 12-year-olds."
Okay. Now it's starting to make sense, because I didn't watch anything to do with the movie before I watched, except for the trailer.
Because he was just like, he wanted to make it like a lot of big action movies try and go for the really dark turn.
Right.
And he was trying to make something that was a bit more lighthearted for a bit more of your like 10 to 14 year old, like preteen boy stays up on, like, gets up on Saturday morning and watches Transformers audience.
Actually, I think that's overpitching it. I think 8 to 10 would be the perfect range.
Here's what I wanted to see at the very end was just specific. Like a screen grab says based off a true story, and it was just like Del Toro's kids fighting off a lizard with like an RC car or something.
Yeah.
And he bases the movie off that.
Like, I think the best review that I read was from Adam Savage, who just at the very end just put like, "I love this movie. I can't wait to go see it with my kids." Which is going to go see it together.
Sure. If that is the context in which someone loves that movie, I'm perfectly fine. I don't think you're a bad person for liking
that movie. Guys review this.
I think you're a bad person for not liking this movie.
I fucking hated it. And I like, there's multiple parts of that movie where I was just sitting there with my face in my hands.
Were you actively angry while watching the movie?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah, because I have those movies too. Like, have you guys seen Ted? That movie made me angry.
I've never watched Ted.
Oh, but I mean, if I've learned anything with that little bear.
If I've learned anything from our discussion of games, and specifically recently The Last of Us and The Witcher 2, I would classify you personally and how I group people as a movie snob. So
maybe you're right, because
that's not a good thing or a bad thing. Because one of my best friends, I also consider him a movie snob.
Like Pan's Labyrinth, who also a Del Toro joint, is one of my favorite movies of all time. But that is dark.
Pan's Labyrinth is not giant robots fighting off.
Yeah, that is a grim ass grim movie. It's not like
you still need to see that, because I can never get the subtitles to line up. But that's a different story.
DLC does that, right? Like, he has the options to.
I don't have shit on Blu-ray.
But it was really. I didn't. That's probably the problem. Like, I was going there expecting a good shot at making like an Evangelion for the West, but that's essentially what I expected. I expected Evangelion for the
worst,
West.
Though. You can.
I didn't want Evangelion though.
No,
you don't want that in live action. You never want that in live action because it's too ridiculous for something like that.
Someone will be able to do it one day.
No.
A good Western.
It's too fucked up. It's too ridiculous that it couldn't exist. If you put it into a context of real people doing those things, it wouldn't make sense.
I'm not looking for a one-to-one remake. I'm looking for like a reimagined
one-to-one loading screen
of that, like, that aesthetic and that that sense of drama. That in Evangelion, when shit goes bad, you know that the entire world hangs in the balance. In this, when shit goes bad, it's just like, oh well, yeah, those mechs were destroyed, whatever, let's just keep fighting. It's not really, even though the plot is saying that
ever make like a horribly depressive thing and weird psychological thing as Evangelion, would that have a market here?
No, and I don't think they should try to remake it one to one like that. Like, I don't think that is like specifically in the point. Anyway, yeah, Durian's maybe we'll start talking about anime. No,
I think it's a problem with
timer.
I think it was a problem mostly.
Oh wait, why the fuck does Pacific Rim get 20 minutes and I get 5?
Because I would rather sit through.
Can we talk about Old Boy? Have you guys seen that Old Boy trailer?
Okay. Oh god. Real talk question right now. Would you rather sit through Pacific Rim again or play that amount of time of Final Fantasy 14?
14. Any day of the week.
Gross.
I hated that. Well, I didn't hate that. Two puppies is not hate, but I thought that was a waste of my $10. But
you hated it enough you would never watch it again.
Never.
See, I went in expecting a giant, big budget mech robot monster movie from someone who actually knows how to frame a shot, and that's exactly what I got.
There were so many times where I was like, "This, I just want to get the Blu-ray or something for this, just to get a screen grab and make it a desktop like background."
I don't know.
Shimbo, you said it was the best Power Ranger movie. Like that point just sold me on. I'm going to watch this movie at some point.
Okay. I'm just going to tell you, there's one point where they have like all their weapons disabled, and they're being carried by this thing into space. And then they're just like, oh wait, we have this sword. So like a giant sword shoots out of the thing's arm.
It wasn't
arm.
Even that. It was like, it's like, we have one last chance. The sword. And then the mech like. The
sword just shoots out and they slice the thing in half.
Like, oh, the thing that is amazingly effective against these like these monsters. Let's use it now after we've lost so many.
So I guess we should move.
Yeah. No, Cynic, I will say, Cynic. I can't remember what part because I think I've blotted that part of my brain out, but there was a part in the movie where I actually made a facepalm as all my other friends laughed.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate all
that. Cynic, have you seen the Old Boy trailer?
I was
right?
So angry when I saw that Old Boy trailer.
Fuck Spike Lee. Why is he allowed to make movies anymore?
I mean, but in honest, there's a lot of references in movies nowadays that, you know, people, gamers or not, you know, can pick up on that most people can't. So
what is Squiddle?
Well, what about references to, like, know. You know, video games and trivia?
Oh, should we move on?
Like, oh, see you guys later.
Yeah,
all right, let's have a break. We'll have a break to figure out.
So we're doing a short break, and we're going to come back with video game trivia. So that is that ends the normal-ish episode of the Linking Cast. Stay on if you want to hear our pretty much episode 50 celebrations.
Closing thoughts. Pacific Rim is awesome. Cynic is a bad person.
I think that if you go into it with an open mind and don't expect like a serious or
if you're going in.
Did you see the trailer before watching the film The Cynic? Did you see the trailer?
Yes, I did. The trailer seemed pretty fun.
How would you compare it to Terminator? Not Terminator. How would you compare it to Transformers?
I kind of like.
If you say you liked a Michael Bay movie more than this,
Transformers 1 is a guilty pleasure of mine. Wait a second. Bad Boys 2 is like better than any of these movies. Fuck you, Michael.
No, Bad Boys 2 is great, but that's amazing.
Bad Boys 2 was when he thought he like was when he was still like serious and thought people like.
Bad Boys 2 is the exception that proves the rule, basically. Yeah.
Bad Boys 1 is also absolutely spectacularly good, but anyway,
I can no longer trust. I can no longer trust your opinion on movies ever. Not that I could before.
See you guys.
Opinion on games.
After the break. And welcome back to the Linking Cast. I'm your host, Sophist Cynic, and still joining me is Noob Rama, Thurbleton, Durin, and Squiddle. Shinboy is off for this segment because he has no sense of fun. For this episode, celebrating episode 50, Noob Rama had the stupid idea of doing a quiz show segment. And I said, why the fuck not?
Unheard of on a podcast. Never on a podcast has there ever been a quiz show segment. And from no specific PC gaming podcast are we entirely copying the segment from.
I mean, it's not even like there's a podcast that is specifically a quiz show either.
Yeah, it's not even like there's a podcast that talks about PC games.
So yeah, you will probably not... Don't expect too much to be Guild Wars related. Like in any good Linking Cast, we're going wildly off topic with this one. But there may be, if he's actually scrounged them together, some Guild Wars 2 related.
Well, no, it's just like Linking Cast. We take some, you know, new ideas and try them out a little bit. Exactly. But we're very cryptic about...
Throw the shit on the wall, see what shit sticks.
This is our Cocker event!
Exactly.
It's going to go horribly wrong and be like, fucked up and everyone's going to
come into
it.
This... As Cynic would watching Pacific Rim, you know?
No. As Shinboy would come into Pacific Rim.
That's true. You don't want high expectations.
Because this podcast is definitely only getting about two puppies from me. Noob Rama, you're going to be taking the host hands. I feel very...
Dear leader, Noob Rama is back permanently.
Has there been an episode where you've hosted? Because I don't feel like...
Do you remember?
One. We had one episode. Yeah. And we never let him do it again.
Yeah.
The what was that, the feared Thanksgiving episode, or it was around then,
something like
that. God. So this is gonna be like, this is your chance, Noob. This is episode 50. Don't fuck it up.
The spotlight. Let me do this.
All right, go ahead.
All right, round one.
Oh, let him introduce us.
Yeah. What is this format where you're subjecting us to?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 50th episode of the Linking Cast.
Woo! Yeah! Whoa. Applause break! Extend applause!
Wow. Holy crap. 50 episodes. That's like, if you multiply 50 by 50, if you add another 50 episodes, you would get like 100 episodes. That's 100 episodes of the Linking Cast. That is crazy. How excited are you guys today?
I feel you're abusing the fact that we're not allowed to talk over you for this segment.
I also feel like he seriously actually wrote that down.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's going from a script.
We're going to do it. We're going to tear him up tonight. Uh-huh.
Wait, give me a sec. Let me just find my place again. Okay. Today,
if I can, just for one second.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Okay. We'll be... That's not allowed. Come on. Okay. Straight off the bat, let's introduce our two teams. On the right corner is Durin and Squiddle. What is your team name, Durin and Squiddle?
We are Team Cream Pie.
Yeah,
and Cream Pie. Why did you come up with the name Team Cream Pie?
Oh, God.
Well, I'll tell you what. It just came out of my mouth one day, and I said, Cream Pie. That's going to be a good name right there for some time or occasion. And tonight, that is the night.
I do not... People who
this is beyond the boundaries of good taste, I would think. Fighting for decency, like, for justice on the left corner is self-confessed Nick and Thurbleton. What is your team name?
If you watch Thurbleton's archive of this stream, you'll know that it's Team Oreo, and I'm not going to say why.
Why?
Because Oreos are delicious.
Yes, the Oreo is delicious. Like cream pies.
That's fine. So how we're going to do this today is I made a bunch of quiz questions, but I didn't realize they had to be guild related. So about 2 hours ago, I started making these Guild Wars questions. And I guess we'll start off with them because, as Cynic said, obligatory Guild Wars. Because is this a Guild Wars podcast?
I guess it is.
This is the Giant Bomb community's Guild Wars 2 podcast. So this is only as good Guild Wars-y as Giant Bomb can manage.
We legally have to attach the Giant Bomb name to it with how off the rails we go. Otherwise, it's be allowed as a Guild Wars 2 podcast by the podcast administration.
Because I didn't put in as much work as I really should have into the Guild Wars 2 session.
Surprise.
Well, I know, right? I'm usually such a hardworking, dedicated person who always fulfills my promises. But this single time, I've let go, and I guess you guys can forgive me for that because it only happens once in a while.
So how does this work in terms of buzzing and points and stuff?
So how this is going to work is I'm going to say a question, and each question has a sort of category. So, for example, a category would be this is a place in Tyria, etc., right? And you have to figure out where, and then I'll name how many points it's worth. So because it's sort of, I didn't put in much effort, each one of these questions is worth only 1 point. And so whoever yells their team name, so for Cynic's team, it would be Oreo, and for Durin's team, it would be Cream Pie, they'll be able to answer the question. And if they're correct, they get the point. However, if they're incorrect, they will lose the point. And of course, because I have the reins of this podcast. If anyone speaks over me or argues or debates a point with me, they will lose any point as I feel.
You can give the points as well as take them away.
I can give the points and take them. I am your god. I make it rain. Okay? Perfect. Now that we have that cleared, let's move on to the first round. Just a disclaimer, the quality of these questions significantly lower than the quality of the questions for the main portion of this quiz. So yeah, just a disclaimer. Okay, so Guild Wars. The category is which one of these four actually exist. So all of these questions are worth 1 point each. I'm going to name four things, either people or locations in the game, and you have to tell me which one is actually real and which one's actually real. Is everybody ready? Is everybody yelling cream pie?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. I don't want to talk over you.
I'm totally ready to yell cream pie.
Okay. That is disgusting.
You haven't Google searched it.
First of all, Legionnaire Crunchbone, Warden Calorie, Captain Crunch, or Mercutio? Which one of these characters?
Team Oreo, Cream Pie.
I heard
Oreo. I think Thurb had that. Yeah.
I will say none of them because this is a virtual game and not real life.
That is, I said in the world of Guild Wars, you lose 5 points for being a snarky little asshole. That's
fuck you, Thurlton.
Team Oreo. Would you like to take a guess, Team Cream Pie?
Yeah, Mercutio.
That is incorrect. Negative
that's
one.
That's from Romeo and Juliet, you idiot.
You know what? That is not
Tybalt. I picked Mercutio for a reason. Tybalt does exist in the game, but the real answer is Legionnaire Crunchbone. That is the real character. All right, on to the next one, also worth 1 point. Angry Vanguard Joe, Winterthaw Snowfield, Angry Vanguard Bob, Captain Nurple. Which one of these are real characters?
Cream Pie.
Oreo.
I heard Durin first. Team Cream Pie.
Angry Vanguard Joe.
That is incorrect. Negative 1 point. Or I guess you're negative 2 now.
Yeah.
Oreo, Team Oreo, would you like to guess?
I'm going to guess the second one you said.
Winterthaw Snowfield.
Sure.
Are you sure?
No, but sure.
Okay, yes, that's correct. 1 point.
Yes!
Woo!
Can I call objection on that because I did not know the full name and statement of which you specified for the second calling?
Next question. All right.
Yes! We're still winning, Squiddle. It's okay.
Vanguard Raynor, Warden Cartwright, Crusader Bryce, or Bishop. Which one of these are real characters?
Cream Pie.
I heard Cream Pie first.
Bishop.
That's incorrect. Negative 1 points.
Can I ask you to repeat them?
Okay, Vanguard Rainer, Warden Cartwright, Crusader Bryce, or Bishop?
I'm going to say Crusader Bryce.
That is correct. 1 point.
Boom!
Could you update us with the current scores?
The current score is Team Oreo at -3 and Cream Pie at -2.
This is a neck-and-neck race, folks. All right, crazy. I'm going to name a character, or I'm going to name a bunch of places, and you're going to tell me what's true. Soldier Gully, Hunter Gully, Pirate Gully, Ranger Gully, and Death's Cavern.
Team Oreo?
Oreo?
I want to say Pirate Gully.
Is that your final answer?
Okay, yeah.
No, that's wrong. Okay. -2 points.
Can you repeat them?
Soldier Gully, Hunter Gully, Pirate Gully, Ranger Gully, Death's Cavern.
Cream Pie. Ranger Gully?
No. The correct answer is Hunter Gully, and it is a person, not a place.
How many points?
Oh.
That's -1. Oh, okay. -4.
Dude, that was actually a good question.
I was so hoping for it to be Death's Cavern.
Okay, this one, this is the name of a renowned art quest, and you have to tell me which one is the actual renowned art quest and which one doesn't exist. So, help the Seraph protect Claypool from centaurs. Help the Seraph protect Beetleton from the centaurs. Help the Seraph protect the Moa Ranch from the centaurs. Defeat Farmer Daya.
Wait, Cream Pie. You're saying the one that doesn't exist?
The last one.
They have to
Cream Pie?
Yes.
The last one?
Yes.
Defeat Farmer Daya. No, -1 points. Oreo,
we have to pick the one that doesn't exist or does exist?
That does exist.
Does exist.
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's the entire time we're playing. Are you
save Beetleton from whatever?
No, that's incorrect. The correct answer: help the Seraph protect Clayful the Centaur. That hurt, guys. You play this game. I've never played this game, or I've never been to
Centaurs. The Centaurs just kind of all meld together, though. Everything from Centaurs.
Every Centaur is a bunch of dicks, regardless. How about
they're only dicks if you have two legs.
Two legs forever. Okay, next question. Which one of these is a real place? Queen's Forest, Clayant Forest, Lake Forest, Forest Forest.
I think, guys, I'm just going to go cross team on this. I think we can rule out Forest Forest.
Can you repeat them one more time?
Yeah, can you repeat the question?
I'm leaning towards Lake Forest.
Exist in the world of Guild Wars, Queen's Forest, Clayant Forest, Lake Forest, Forest Forest.
Cream Pie!
Cream Pie.
Queen's Forest.
Did you Google that?
No.
I did not, but I was going to say the same thing. It's Queen's Forest.
Okay. Okay. Let me just warn you. If you get too many right, I'm taking points off for cheating. That is correct.
Yeah!
Is there like a fraudulent detector or something that happens if you get too many right in a row?
If I'm feeling like one team has the edge too much, I might knock off 100 points or so. So this is a new category, also worth only 1 point because this is the Guild Wars 2 section. So there are 5 sections of the world in Guild Wars 2. There is the area of Kryta, Ascalon, Maguma Jungle, Ruins of Ore, Shiver Peak Mountains. Now I'm going to list a bunch of places, and you guys have to buzz in and say which provinces this lies in.
Okay.
This is actually a lot easier than you think. All right, start with number one, Dredgehunt Cliffs.
Oreo. Shiver Peaks?
That is correct.
Excellent.
Excellent indeed. Congratulations, sir.
I'm just happy I got that right, man. I'm the host of the show usually. So
I've already forgotten what the regions were.
That's why they're written in the Skype chat.
Oh my god, you guys are...
Oh, thank you. I didn't see that.
Okay, next question. Caladon Forest.
Oreo?
Oreo?
This is going to be wrong.
Oh, Maguma Jungle.
Maguma Jungle, that is correct.
Plus oh, beast.
It can't be wrong. It's literally right next to where it says Maguma Jungle on the map.
Excuse me, are you looking at the map?
No, but I remember that because the
majority. I'm going to call BS on Arena Net that one because forests and jungles are entirely different things.
Yeah.
Come on. get a hold of yourselves. Blood Tide Coast.
Oh shit! I should know this.
Pie.
Pie. Crichton.
That is correct.
Okay.
They're getting too many right. They're getting too many right. This is a moral dilemma. Let's see if we get the right. Next one. Okay.
It's south of Lion's Arch. Give me a fucking break.
All right. I'll give you a fucking break. How about -3 points?
Hey, Cynic! We're in the lead with -4!
Yes!
Okay.
This is turning into an episode of QI. Holy crap.
Let this be a warning to anyone who speaks, over the god and tries to argue with something that's completely out of their control, out of their moral, puny control. Okay? Okay, Thurb, update us with the... Update us.
Well, glorious trivia master, Team Oreo is -4, and Team Cream Pie is -5.
Okay, so it is still neck and neck in the negatives. Perfect. Right. Mount Maelstrom. Where is that located?
Oreo. Oh, fuck. I guess it counts as Ascalon?
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Ooh. No, I'm not sorry. That's wrong. You're stupid.
Then it has to be Shiver Peaks.
Take too long. You guys are searching Shiver this Peaks. Up right now. The I'm correct Peaks, right? Answer.
I'm searching in my head.
I was going to say...
No, Maelstrom is located in Maguma Jungle. It is the 60-70 zone. What? Yes. Are you telling Guild Wars Wiki is wrong? Mount Maelstrom?
Oh, I swear that was in the Shiver Peaks.
South, isn't it?
No.
Oh, wow.
Mount Maelstrom and the Shiver Peaks.
Okay.
So, next, final question for this section. Timberline Falls. Where is that located?
Fuck.
Green Pie. Shiver Peak Mountains?
That is correct. Congratulations.
Yes. Fun Guild Wars 2-1 right.
Okay. Congratulations, you are fraudulent cheating. No.
Right. So these things, I'm going to make them worth 5 points each because you have to list things. And it's quite difficult, I'll be honest. Even I couldn't get them.
I'm worried about the validity of these questions then if you can't get them.
So really, really quickly, Noob, before we start, is this now no longer Guild Wars 2?
This is Guild Wars 2. This is the final stretch of Guild Wars 2 that I can manage to, contain without causing the blood. Right. What is the name of the protagonist in the Guild Wars 2 book, Ghosts of Ascalon?
Oh, fuck you.
Shit.
There was a plant lady.
No, Destiny's Edge.
I'll describe him. He likes adventuring. He's in the game. He's in Lion's Arch. And the time has run out. The correct answer was Dougal Keen. Dougal Keen.
Oh, Shinboy would know that.
You could guess that. All right. This one's more difficult. Whoever can name all of the 6 human gods gets 5 points.
It's Oreo.
All right, Oreo, go.
Okay. All right. I'm going to take this slow. Is Melandru?
Yes.
Grenth?
Yes.
Balthazar?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Thurl, you need to help me with this one. Is it
Abaddon?
Cormin or Cor? Or
Cormier.
Something?
Cormier. Correct.
5. Abaddon.
No.
What? You have
Abaddon
to, what?
Was replaced by Cormier.
Yeah, but that's 6. What else is
historically
there?
Speaking, at one point or another, was he a god?
Are you arguing with me, Thurb?
No, I'm asking the court to acknowledge. I'm asking the court to acknowledge the existence of Abaddon. Was he a god?
Huh? He was a god until he was
Duena.
Well, I yelled that out already. So no, you lose.
I didn't hear you.
You lose 5. Stop arguing with me.
Damn it, Cynic! This is all your fault.
You know what's going to happen when you argue? If you argue amongst yourselves, that might be better. Okay. So, the final question. Who were the 7 original members of Destiny's Edge?
Oh, Team Oreo.
Oreo.
Snaf.
Snaf, that is correct.
Logan Thackeray. Aristogalkin.
Yeah.
Whitlock Brimstone.
I wanted to call him Char Awesome Blazer.
Yes.
Yeah. Zoja?
Yes.
Yep.
How many have I said so far?
Said five.
Are we? Do you count the wolf as?
Yeah. You better find the name for that wolf.
Fuck.
Is it Gnar? I'm asking Cynic.
Dude. Gar. I read that book once. I think it's Gar. Garm.
We're gonna go with Garm.
Okay, and then the final.
We got the human.
I didn't even know there was a seven.
Wait for it.
I'm literally picturing that character in my head, and I can't remember their name.
It was a 3v3. So, the plant.
That is not the correct name.
Kaith.
Okay, fine. You know what? Because you already lost 5 points, I'm going to give you that out of the generosity of my.
Yay, we're still behind!
So, adding that all up, currently, Thurb, who is in the lead and with how many points?
Team Cream Pie is ahead by one at -4.
Okay.
Squiddle, we managed to stay in the lead without answering a single one of those questions.
Yes! That's what I like to hear.
All right,
now we did really well there, I have to say.
The meat of the video game quiz show. Now, this is the exciting quiz show where now, Thurb, from starting out, the first question is going to be a speed fire round.
Oh, so snap.
I'm going to quickly say something, and I want you to quickly respond with the answer. Okay? Is everybody ready?
Is this everyone?
We still need to respond with...
It's team-based still. It's team
okay, based. So we still need to say our team name before we answer.
Yes, and you still have to shout out Cream Pie.
Yep, starting okay, now, points sure. are worth 100 points. Is that
okay, duly noted.
Okay.
Duly noted.
Ready? So this question is regarding the release states of these games. So I'm going to list the game, I'm going to name the game, and you have to tell me when that game came out. Okay?
Quick question.
Quick question.
Do we have to give month and date and year, or just month and year? Just year. Okay.
Year, okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Battlefield Vietnam.
Okay.
Is that a buzzer?
Are you answering?
Maybe.
I'd rather just not answer the question.
Are you asking about the standalone? Well,
I'm talking about the game that came out before Battlefield 2.
Okay, because they're both standalone expansions.
I would advise you to not answer this question, Pendleton.
Yep.
As a team member.
Based on that, you didn't say your team name. Didn't say Oreo, so I'm going to give you the
Oreo.
The correct answer was 2004. Okay, next question. Half-Life 2.
Shit.
This is not that
Cream
hard.
Pie.
Cream pie.
99.
No, 2004. Half-Life 2.
Yeah, that's Half-Life 1 was 98.
Oh, I thought I said Half-Life 1. Oh, shit, okay.
That's -100 points for Team Cream Pie.
Okay. Yes.
Next question. Max Payne 1.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, shit. I'm thinking there was in... early 2000s?
I definitely think it's early 2000.
Oh, Cream Pie?
2001?
That is correct.
Holy shit.
That would be my guess as well.
Right. Good work. Up one. Yeah. Well, you're not up any points because you lost points, so you're at zero.
They're still back in the lead at -4.
Yeah. All right, this is exactly how I want this game to play. I want to get some sort of ridiculous negative number whenever. Oh, it's going to be great. Final Fantasy 2.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, God.
I know you're looking at me. I do not know the answer to this question.
I thought you guys drone on endlessly about Final Fantasy, and I finally...
Yeah, I don't. Team Oreo.
Cream Pie.
1988.
That is correct.
Wow. Yes!
God. Holy shit.
Damn, nice job, Squiddle.
Right.
That was wow.
All right. Okay. Okay. Next question. Knights of the Old Republic.
I don't know.
No more time left to cheat. The answer was 2003.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't answer because I would have said 2000.
Okay. I need to start guessing these questions because that would be my guess. Oh no.
It's difficult here. How about Counter-Strike Condition Zero?
Oh, hell, who cares?
Dude, you're the worst, Nobirama. You are the. All right,
Am I the worst?
No, he's the best. You are an amazing, glorious leader. Shut up, Cynic.
I want you to put minus 100 for Team Oreo. That's all I am.
If,
the correct answer was 2004. Okay. All right. Next question. World of Warcraft.
Dude, you're in. It's all yours.
Cream pie. I would have been 2004.
Yes, that is correct. 100 points for Team Cream Pies.
I should have said that.
He deserved it. Yeah.
All right. Ultima 6. False Prophet. Ultima 6, False Prophet.
I'm just shaking my head. I got nothing, man.
Okay.
I know what I'm about to
Cream
say.
Cream pie?
If you get it now, you're deducting. I'm deducting points off of you if you get this correctly.
You're in a lose-lose situation now.
If you give up and not accept, but actually, it's wrong.
I'm going to say... Durian, god damn it, I can't.
You know what, since you already
I know it's in the 90s, I just can't remember when.
You've already initiated, so I'm gonna say 96.
That is incorrect. 1990. Correct answer.
Oh, there were like six of them up there.
So, oh, yeah, shit. Do I take 100 points off?
Yes. Take 100 points off. All right,
either way, so.
Okay, next one, Age of Mythology.
Oh, shit. That was...
I'm just gonna drink my ginger beer.
Team Oreo. Like 2001?
That is incorrect. But you know what? You tried, and I'll give you 50
points. Yes!
50 points for effort. Yeah, but like, come on. I do what I want. Okay.
Right. Should I guess still on the answer to that before you give it away?
If you figured out the correct answer, then no.
I didn't figure out the correct answer, but I know where I was in school when it came out.
All right, fine. Well, what is the answer?
I believe that was Age of Mythology would have been 2002.
That is correct, but you get no points.
Wow.
Sorry. Okay. That moves on to the next round. That
we had a person in Westwood College, and
Thurb, could you update us on the scores?
Team Oreos, again, just, you know, hanging in the back, waiting for that blue shell to show up at negative 55 points.
55?
Okay. Negative 55. Team Cream Pie has made amazing success with plus 96. They've reached...
Holy crap. It's time to get back in the game, Team Mario. Are you ready for this next segment?
No? Like that.
Yes.
Yes. Yes is the answer.
If you said yes in the first place, but I guess not. All right, where was it made? I'm going to name the game, and you have to tell me where this game was developed. Each question is worth 100 points, same as the last round. Is everyone ready? First of all,
one quick clarification question.
Yes.
Are we saying state, country?
Country.
City? Country, okay.
Mass Effect 3.
Oreo?
Oreo.
United States of
America? That is incorrect.
What? I did not know that. Okay.
All right, that narrows it down too much. Next, the correct answer was
Canada.
Yes.
So it was one of the two, man. It was one of the two.
100 points for Team Oreo, Thurb.
Yeah, Thurb, we're going to lose.
We'll be losing by a trillion points. Okay, next question. Dead Island.
Team Oreo. North Korea.
I feel like there's some sort of like snarkiness. I don't
know. Really,
no, it's no snark.
It's such a high quality game.
Cream pie.
Incorrect. Unfortunately, you lose 100 points. The correct answer. Actually, no.
Wait. I heard cream pie.
Cream pie.
I believe that was made in. God, I hope I don't get this wrong. I believe it was made in Ukraine.
That is incorrect.
It was made in England. England.
It was made in England.
Yeah, England.
Oh, Poland.
Oh, Poland.
Okay.
So that's why it is such a broken and janky game. next question. Battlefield 2.
Oh, man. Oreo? I'm going to guess the states again.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is, unless Cream Pie wants the answer. Do you want to answer?
Cream Pie. I'm going to say,
God damn it.
Fuck you.
If you don't answer, we don't lose points.
No, if you don't answer, you lose points because you buzz. I was just being nice.
No, no, no. Yeah, I'm telling him that like before he buzzes next time.
You know the answer is Canada, right? It's clearly Canada.
No, no, actually, well, no,
I'm not going to say Canada. I'm going to say West.
West?
Unfortunately, West is the correct answer.
Can Team Oreo give another shot?
No, unfortunately not. Actually, you know what? If you've searched it up and you want to even up your score, go ahead. What is the correct answer?
Well, no, it's I'm just assuming it's the people who are making the like it's dice, right?
Yes.
They're
you don't say Canada.
Finland? No, they're sweet.
Too late. Finland is not the correct answer. You lose 200 points this round. That's
oh!
The correct answer is Sweden. Sweden.
Sweden.
Oh, they're practically the same.
Okay, that's racist. I don't know. What is a correct punishment for racism?
Is having negative 555 points a correct punishment?
Is that where we're at?
You know, maybe. You're in a bad position already. That's negative 200 points in one round. That's enough punishment. All right, next question. Eve Online.
Team Oreo.
Team Oreo.
Iceland.
Yes, that is correct. 100 points for you.
We finally got something right.
We're making it turn around.
All right, next question.
Minus 400.
Heavy Rain.
Okay, cream pie.
Shit.
Cream pie.
France.
That is correct, Team Cream Pie.
Oh, I thought it was French Canadian. That's crazy.
No, that's straight up France.
Canadia. French.
Well, they sound bad, but they're not actually bad people.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh, I didn't know it was actually French.
Next question. Gran Turismo 4.
Oreo. Cream pie. Japan.
Oreo. Japan, that is correct. 100 points for Team Oreo.
Finally, console games.
You're making. Right, next question. Crysis 2.
Shit.
Oh,
that one should we should know that, bud.
Or Crysis 3, or Far Cry, or Crysis. Any of those. Made in
just
the same
Crytek place. In general, I don't know.
Crytek. Yeah. Cream Pie?
Cream Pie?
England?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is Germany. Should have just shut your mouth and you could have gotten away. But there you go. Negative 100 for Team Cream Pie. Next question. Shogun 2 Total War. Total War.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie?
Japan?
Incorrect. Correct.
No! That is not Japan. Not in the slightest.
I'm not sure if that's racist or not. Not you guys.
The question.
I don't know.
You know what? I feel bad. You don't lose any points. The correct answer is England. Next, you didn't lose any points on the.
No, I know. It's just the...
Well, he took it at face value. If you saw called American Strike Force, America wins the day. You might assume the game is made in America.
I assume Canada, but that's just me.
Yeah,
that's maybe. Essentially what Battlefield was, and you threw me a curveball with that. So.
Uh-oh.
That's
true.
All right. Next question. This is the final question. Ultima 3. Where was this game made?
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie?
Britain.
Incorrect. The United States. Negative
just,
one.
Yeah! I knew he would do that. I knew he'd do that with the last question.
Because, you know, Richard Garriott, British guy. Yeah. It's a fair guess. What is the score now that Team Cream Pie has lost 100 points?
They are still at 96.
96?
What?
And you at,
ow! I
what's them right.
Oreo is at negative 355.
So it's because I got like two or three of them actually right too.
Yeah, they kept going back and forth, and so I would just draw like put the one for 196 and then get rid of it.
Okay, all right, that's fair. All right, this one's a little bit different. Each one of these questions, this works differently. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to describe a game by using phrases, like characters, ideas, concepts, people who made the game, quotes, and etc. And you have to tell me what that game is. So there will be a total of 5 clues. I'll be revealing them one at a time. And if you get them on the first clue, you get 500 points. Fourth clue, 400 points. First clue, 500. Second clue, 400. Third clue, 300. Fourth clue, 200. Last clue, 500. Or 100.
Okay.
Is that clear, I guess?
Yes.
Despite my horrible explanation.
You lose 100 points with each clue.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. But if you get it wrong on your first clue, you lose 500 points. Okay, starting out now, interrogation. Crime mystery.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie.
L.A. Noire.
That is correct. 400 points for Team cream pie.
I thought he was going to throw a curveball. Nice. Anyway.
I thought I was going to talk about Murdered Soul Suspect.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. I thought it was something weird.
Next question. Tropical archipelago. Volcanoes. Mutants.
Oreo?
Oreo?
Oh, I'm going to get this wrong. Crisis?
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
That
is negative 300 points for Team Oreo.
Okay.
Next clue. It was turned into an Uwe Boll film. Uwe Boll? Uwe Boll?
Like, cream pie. Cream pie.
Far
Cry.
Far Cry.
That is correct. 200 points for Team
Oreo. Damn it! I wanted to do.
Don't worry. You can still... No, you can't really get back up. Oh, well. Next question. Psycho Midgets.
Cream pie.
Oh, cream pie.
Borderlands.
Borderlands. Yep. That is correct. 500
Holy
points.
Holy shit. I think we've already lost this, Therps.
Well, you do realize the value of the points go...
Yeah, the values are going up with each round.
Yeah.
So it's the only questions that matter are the questions that go on at the specific round at the time it is right now. Next question. Amnesia. Hidden Bex. Four Spawns. HK-47. Starforge.
I don't know what a Forspawn is.
I don't know what that is.
All right, the correct answer is Knights of the Old Republic.
Cool.
Okay. Has no one played that game?
No.
I bet someone got it at HK-47 and was like, you idiots.
Someone listening in is like,
I know that.
God damn it. I got it at HK-47. God damn it.
I can't believe you guys haven't played KOTOR. That is ridiculous.
No. I have.
But it's like the HK-47 should have given it to me because I played fucking The Old Republic because they added him to that game.
Right. Okay. Right. That's fair. All right. Fine. Next question.
So you're saying like minus 100 points for you, Durin?
No, because I didn't answer. I didn't say
anything. You didn't answer. All right. Next question. Nazi zombies.
Team
Snipers.
Oreo.
Cream pie? Oreo buzz first.
I did say Team Oreo. I didn't say it with Vindiction, but I feel bad because you said Snipers now, but I'm going to go ahead with Call of Duty.
That is incorrect. You lose 400 points.
No, that was 500. I said it before the Snipers.
Oh, did you really? Okay. That's so honest of you. That is so honest of you. I'm going to let you down with only 500 point loss. Okay.
Gee Willikers, thanks.
Team Green Pie?
I thought you were going to keep going with the hints.
Oh, well, you buzzed.
No, you buzzed in at the second.
You
yeah.
You did buzz. You did buzz. Okay.
Nazi zombies and snipers, make it work.
Oh God. Nazi zombies and snipers, Nazi zombies.
I have an idea.
Wolfenstein?
That is incorrect. -300 points.
Is it Daisy?
Sorry, 400 points. Minus 400 points. Next.
Four
player co-op.
Well, we both guessed. We can't.
We both guessed.
Is there still clues?
Well, there's still more clues if you want to keep up.
Yeah, four player up.
Okay.
Bullet time. X-ray kill cam. The correct answer was Sniper Elite Nazi Zombie Army.
I should have got an X-ray kill cam.
Fuck you guys. It worked. Okay. That makes me happy. All right. Final question for this describing game. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Extreme hack and slash. Hundreds of enemies on the screen. If you press only X and Y repeatedly, you will be stunned.
He's going crazy.
A cream pie.
99 Nights 2.
That is correct.
Yes!
That is 300 points.
Shinboy would be so proud.
300 points. That ends this round of describing the game. What are the scores at?
They are strangely like mirroring each other.
In the negative. So.
Team Oreo has... Team Cream Pie has got 1,096. And Team Oreo has 1,155. It's just that's in the negative.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? Let's shake this game up. From now on, let's see. So this next thing is the same as the last one, except rather than describing games, I will be describing characters. And because that seems a little bit more difficult, rather than going from 500 to 100, it's going from 1,000 to 500. Or 600, sorry. That would be the correct one. 1,000 to 600. Okay? Therb, are you ready?
So we're at 1,000 points now?
1,000 points.
1,000 to 600, okay. Decreasing.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Starting. Glasses.
Long cream pie!
Cream pie.
Half-Life.
That's not a game.
I know
that
was low air.
Well, Gordon Freeman. What do you want? Half-Life Gordon Freeman? Crowbar?
He said long Sorry. Hair as his second clue.
Well, he missed that one, so he loses 1,000 points.
Can we still continue to guess, though?
Yeah, sure. Long black hair.
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
Bayonetta.
That's correct. 900 points. You lose 100 points in total.
Okay. Save that
one. You saved that one indeed. Oh, I shouldn't let... I'm not
ever answer at glasses.
When I think glasses and video games...
You know what? I don't like how he's saving himself like that. There's no double answers anymore. Only answering from the other team.
Yeah, I think that was... I think it was crazy.
Okay, next one. Eastern European. Cynical. Former soldier. Immigrant. Has a cousin.
Cream pie.
Oreo. Cream.
Nico Bellic.
That is correct. 500
yeah,
points.
Yeah, that was. We both got that at the same time. So he just said.
Oreo is such a shorter word. I don't understand how you're not getting that across fast.
So I always start with before I say Oreo.
Cynic, actually, they've been lagged, but at least on my end, your O for the first beginning of Oreo started after I'd already said pie.
Are you saying, Durin, you want to give those points to Cynic?
No, he did say it at the same time. He actually said it slightly later.
I would say it's up to the great and mighty powerful Nubarama to make that judgment.
Your Honor, can we approach the bench for a question about the game's rules? I'm curious, for this round... Question?
Permission to speak granted.
Are we asking what the character's name is or the game?
Name of the character.
Was Bayonetta's character named Bayonetta?
Yes. Her name is Bayonetta.
One of the next clues after...
Okay.
...there was High Heels and titular character.
I probably should have played that game then. Someone named Bayonetta.
Next question. Famous ancestor. Shangri-La. Eddie Raja.
Oreo.
Oreo.
Oh, fuck you. The third one probably throws me off. I was going to famous ancestor in the Shangri-La is Nathan Drake, but I might
That is
be wrong.
Correct.
Woo!
Oh, awesome.
That is correct.
So 700.
700, that is correct.
700 or 800?
The positive.
Because you said after Eddie Raja. Right. It'd be 700.
But not okay. This is the problem with living across the world. I hadn't heard that yet.
Should you want me to give you a handicap, little baby, for living in Australia?
Well, too bad.
You want a little handicap? Negative 500 points.
We gained 400. We gained 400. I'm happy with that.
No, you got 700.
We're 200 up now.
200 up, okay.
Okay, next question. Bald. Portrayed by Timothy Oliphant in the 2007 film. Cream pie.
Wow. Age of
7.
That is correct, Cream pie. Nice. You are wiping the floor. You are wiping. Congratulations. Right, maybe Cynic. Oh no, wait.
This just shows me I played too many games.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm
but
happy.
It's like you don't have short term memory disorder. Okay, or what? Whatever it's called. Bounty Hunter. Power Armor. Chozo. Female.
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
Samus Aran.
That is correct. 600 points.
Well done. I was going to say Metroid, and I would be wrong.
Wait, no. Yeah, 600 points. Okay, next question. Afraid of the Dark. Writer. Titular character.
Cream pie.
Cream pie?
Alan Wake.
That is correct. Alan Wake is the correct. Man, well, you guys God. Get your game
you
up.
Deserve
this
that.
Be a one-sided yeah. show until it gets to the millions and it's only one question.
No, okay. We'll probably be losing in the millions at that point.
Okay, next question. This is the final one for the character section. Favorite food, turkey sandwich.
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
Heavy.
That is incorrect.
Oh. Oreo.
Oreo?
God damn it.
I'm Francis York Morgan.
That is correct. 1,000.
Boom!
good one on that one, Cynic. Also, Squiddle, it is sandwich. So you should have known already that was not right.
God
damn it. And I was the one apologizing before we started.
What are the scores?
We both teams have now scraped their way into the positives with 155 for Oreo and 2,496
for Team Cream Pie.
Okay. All right. This
anyone's game
is a little section I'd like to call Nolan North or Troy Baker.
Oh, God.
I'm going to pick a character, and you have to tell me whether or not it is voiced by Nolan North or Troy Baker.
The worst part is this is actually a very large amount of games.
This is. Okay. Are you ready?
Wait, let's so how is this going to work? You're going to say the character so name or
the character name? I'm going to name a character and their game, and you have to tell me whether it is Troy Baker or Nolan North. Are you ready?
Okay.
Just curious, are you going to name the character? Like, if we call out before the game is, like, if half of it is delivered.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Like, okay. 1,000 to 900 or something?
Yeah, please, cut me off. Please. Yeah. I'm not baiting you. Do cut me off, and you won't lose points. I guarantee you. Okay. Civilian.
Team Mario.
Star Wars. Team Mario.
Nolan North.
That is incorrect. That is Troy. All right.
I forgot to play the numbers.
It was 50-50.
I know it's 50-50, but that's not how you win.
Okay. You lose 10,000 points. These questions are worth 10,000 each because Nolan North and Troy Baker.
Right. So we're at minus 9,000. Well done, Thurpleton.
All right. Next question. Scoundrel in Diablo 3.
Oreo.
Oh, God.
Oreo.
I know I told you to not do this. I'm gonna guess.
Are you gonna guess Nolan North?
Yeah, I guess Nolan North.
Okay,
that's incorrect. Troy Baker.
What the God damn it!
Hey, come on! It's not like I'm just guessing these and getting just switching it around. Or you answer it. I'm not being a dick or anything. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Next question: Kai Leng from Mass Effect 3.
What?
Cream pie.
Cream pie.
That one's Cream Troy Baker? Pie.
That is correct. It's plus 10,000.
I'm seeing a pattern here, Thurbleton.
Yeah.
All of them being Troy Baker. I'm really weirded out.
All right, next question. Conan in Age of Conan, Hyborian Adventure.
Team Oreo.
Team Oreo.
Going with Nolan North.
That is incorrect, Troy Baker.
I just pointed out to you that there was a pattern.
I thought he was going to give us a double bluff.
Lost it.
All right. That's another negative 10,000 points. Oh man, this isn't looking good for your team. All right, fine. I'll move on. Okay, this is a double. This is not a double bluff. Abbas Sofian in Assassin's Creed. Abbas Sofian, Assassin's Creed.
Oreo, Nolan North.
Oreo, Nolan North.
Yes.
You realize Desmond Miles is played by Nolan North.
It could be every character in that game.
Oh, that's
an Eddie
Murphy. See, I created this question to trick you, but you saw through this through your literal interpretation of the game, and that is correct. Nolan North.
Yes.
Character.
God, he's the most characters. He's Nolan North, man. He's fucking Nolan North.
I thought the only game that he talked to himself in was Tron.
No, I don't think they meet. Maybe
this
they
just this just furthers our belief that there needs to be a game in which Nolan North like is an actual character being played by Troy Baker, and Nolan North plays all other characters.
Next question: Prince in Prince of Persia.
No, Oreo.
Oreo.
That's Nolan North.
That is correct. Nolan North is the correct answer. See, I've run into a little bit of a problem because I said all the Troy Baker ones. I only have those.
Wait,
you didn't say all the Troy Baker ones.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure there's at least two games in which Troy Baker has been in that you haven't said.
Well, there's more than two games, trust me.
Oh, there's
easy. That's why I said at least two.
Okay, next question. Narrator, Lost Planet.
I actually don't know.
that's not going to start Team Oreo.
I actually don't know.
All right, Team Oreo? Okay.
I'm going to go with Nolan North.
Nolan North? I'm sorry, you have to pick one or the other.
I said Nolan North.
Okay, that is the correct answer.
Boom!
We're back in the positives at 155.
Okay. All right. Next question. Male voice number 2, Saints Row the 3rd.
Cream pie. That'd be Troy Baker.
That is incorrect. Troy Baker is male voice number 1. Male voice number 2 is a voice actor named Ken Michael.
God damn it.
Oh, I love this game.
Fuck!
I love this game.
I put in a lot of work into this quiz.
You know what? I can't even be mad at you about that.
Okay, next question. Jason Fleming, Shadow Complex.
Cream Pie, Nolan North.
Cream Pie, Nolan North, that is correct.
Okay. Okay. I said, damn it, I hate living in this side of the world.
It's both of us before you, Cynic, so I don't know. Maybe there's lag. I don't know.
Squiddle is just extra loud and talks over it, so it's fine.
Yeah, he yelled.
We have to use Thurbleton's recording for this because my, yeah. I can see the waveform. Or, you know, then them getting the answer. Hey, just.
Oh, sounds like you're complaining. You know what happens to complainers?
Okay, yes, I know what happens to complainers.
Joe Lost Planet.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie.
Nolan North.
That is correct.
The main character narrates the game.
Yes. Yes, he does.
I did not know that. Okay, cool.
Okay. Think
this way, Cynic. What would the chances be that both that Nolan North would be the narrator in a game and the main character is Troy Baker?
Well, I didn't know the main character. I didn't know anything about that.
Game, that question like four believe. Questions ago.
I cannot believe.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine. Apparently, okay. You totally saw through my bluff. Yeah, I did say all the Troy Baker ones first, and I was only left with the Nolan ones.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Except the one where it was some guy named Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Thurb, can you tell us where the scores are at? It's probably some ridiculous 100,000 thing.
Actually, no, it's not that far from before. We're at 155 still. Back there and back again.
Fuck. You're at 155 points, three digits.
Positive. Yes. Whereas Steam Cream Pie is 22,496.
Right.
Only two questions difference.
Don't worry, Thurb. In this section, you might be able to make it up because each question is worth 10 points. Okay. So I'm going to name a game, and you have to tell me the main character. Now, the main character of the game, what is it called? You know what? This is probably too difficult for you guys.
So this is going to be really difficult.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
I'll name the main character, and you're going to tell me what game he's from. Okay?
Okay.
Darth Revan.
Team Cream Oreo. Pie.
Cream Pie. Well, actually, I heard Oreo first.
Nolan North?
Thurb was quiet.
Damn it, Nolan! Damn it!
Unfortunately, the correct answer is not Nolan North. You lose 10 points.
You are...
Also, we're asking game name, not...
Yes.
You know what? 10 points is too meaningless. From now on, each one of these questions are worth 10,000 points. Next question. Cole Phelps.
Oh, Oreo. Wait, Cole Phelps. Damn it. Okay. I'm going to say Infamous anyway, because Cole, whatever.
Can I answer what's actually right? Do we still get to answer it, or are you just going to give the answer after the answer?
You know what? You can get the answer for 10 points. How about that?
Cool. L.A. Noire.
That is correct. 10 points to Jordan, minus 10,000 to Cynic's team.
Yeah, okay. I can live with that.
Don't worry. You'll redeem yourself. You won't redeem yourselves. Next question. The Chosen One. Sorry. I don't know why it's slurred there.
So many games.
I don't know.
You are the Chosen One? I mean,
Cream Pie.
On. Cream Pie.
The Golden Child with Eddie Murphy.
That is incorrect. You lose 10,000 points. The correct answer was Fallout 2.
Wow.
Cynic, your name was The Chosen One?
It's a good thing I didn't say Star Wars prequels.
Okay. I was going to say freaking Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit.
You said Star Wars prequels. I might have given you points. All right, this one's a little bit more difficult. Postal Dude.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie.
Postal.
Post, you know what? That'd be too mean. I was going to say, no, you're wrong. It's Postal 2, but it's the same. I can't do that, can I? Okay, you get 10,000 points. All right. Lee Everett.
Cream Pie.
Shit.
The Walking Dead. A Cynic, I don't understand how you did not get that question. I am ashamed.
Across
the planet.
No,
literally on the other side of the world.
No, Cynic, all I heard was, oh shit, that's what I heard.
Yeah, like, I said, oh, and then he said something. I was like, damn it, he's got it, hasn't he? Damn it.
Okay, next question. Jack, and you have to think of the Jack I'm thinking of. How about that? Jack.
Cream Pie.
Oreo?
Cream Pie.
Borderlands.
Which Jack am I thinking of, Cream Pie?
Borderlands. Borderlands 2.
Nope.
You lose 20,000 points.
For Dick, damn it.
20,000 points.
The correct answer was Jack from BioShock.
Wow.
I forgot his name was Jack.
Just to clarify, that was 20,000 points they lost?
They lost 20,000
points. Oh, yeah.
And then guessing twice is not allowed. Absolutely not allowed. Okay. Next question. Nomad.
My team.
Nomad.
Nomad. Oh, fuck.
You guessed
Team Mario?
Team Mario?
Diablo. Wait, Diablo 2?
No. The correct answer is Crysis.
That's right.
Crysis.
I want to let you know that it's a good strategy to just not answer any of these questions.
Unless you totally know.
Okay. Yeah. I would like to take a moment and thank our 6 listeners still on Twitch that are following us right now through all this.
To be fair, 5 of them are here in this podcast. So
I'm not on Twitch either. So it's
okay.
Next question. Point Man.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie.
Fear.
Oh my god, that is correct.
Yeah, well done. He's right.
Fucking great game.
Okay, next question. Tony Vercetti. Vercetti.
Yes.
Grand Theft Auto 3.
No, that is incorrect.
Nope. Team Oreo.
Yes.
Cynic, what was the game in which you like had a demon inside you and you could do like you had demon arms? I'll give you a
because you're doing so bad. Not the game.
That was Darkness.
That's his name, right? Tony Vercetti?
Darkness. I know. That's better than any of my other guesses.
I'm saving you right now. Don't guess. Are you guessing?
No.
Okay. The correct answer is GTA Vice City, not GTA 3.
Oh, it was Vice. Fuck. That was actually the one I played, too.
All right. Next question. Wei Shen.
Oh, Oreo.
Oreo.
Sleeping Dogs.
That is correct, Oreo. 10,000 points for your stupid little shitty team that's doing so bad.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. that is the end of the name the character round. All right. Okay. I guess we'll do one more before we move on to the music things, and then we start settling down into the main bulk of the show.
Okay.
I'm going to name locations in a video game, and you have to tell me what video game series or what video game it is from. Each question is worth 25,000 points. Or 20,000. That's easier.
Yeah, 20,000. Thank you very much.
20,000. Right. Is everyone ready? 20,000 points, and you have to name the game this place is in. Arid Badlands.
Cream Pie. BioShock. God damn
it. You already lost it.
Yeah, Oreo.
Squiddle, next time, let's confer with each other before we give an answer.
I meant to say
can Team Oreo chime in with Borderlands?
Oreo? Borderlands?
Plus 20,000 points for Team Oreo.
Yay!
Fuck!
Woo!
BioShock!
Fuck!
How are the arid lands underwater?
That was worth it for Squiddle's reaction.
Great. Okay. Next question. Lumbridge. Lumbridge.
Squiddle, don't say a fucking word.
Don't say a fucking word, Templeton.
Did he say Lumbridge or Llama Bridge?
Lumbridge. L-U-M Bridge. Since no one guessed, the correct answer is RuneScape.
I know the answer.
I'm glad I didn't say Nolan North.
Oh, fuck.
Stillwater.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie.
Saints Row.
Which one?
I thought you said franchise.
Series.
No, he said game.
Saints Row. Both.
Game or series.
Squiddle, just say third or say
Saints Row 2 or 3. Either one, it's all in the same area.
That is incorrect. Saints Row 3 takes place in Steelport.
Stillwater is still referenced in the game.
It is.
But that's not what he was referring to.
It's not a place. It's a reference.
If you're gonna argue with me like this, I guess I'll just have to take away 25,000 points from your team. Okay, next question.
Oh, dang it.
Pan Owl.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie.
That would be Dead Island.
That is incorrect.
No.
It's incorrect. Mario, yes.
What?
I know that one.
What game was it?
That was Pinoy, wasn't it? God damn it.
What game was it?
The correct answer is Just Cause 2.
Yep. Fuck.
All right. Next.
Bright Falls. This plan of ours is working out really well.
Bright Falls.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie.
Alan Wake.
That is correct.
He's right. Yeah, that's the actual answer. Yep.
See, if you keep on going silent, I might just deduct your points for not being in the game properly.
In my defense, sir, there was a while where I was having to subtract 25,000 from a you know.
Fair reason. Okay, next question. Lothering.
Oh shit! This is a game I know.
Yeah, I know that name.
Oh fuck.
Oh no!
This is Thurbleton, just have you heard of it? This is not.
It
allowed.
Sounds like Dragon Age to me, Thurbleton. I don't know.
It does.
Team Oreo.
Team Oreo.
Dragon Age.
That is correct.
Yes.
I shouldn't have said it does.
He's like, hey Thurbleton, it sounds like Dragon Age. It does.
Yeah, well, and go. Then just like this, like there's like you always like, yeah, that's right, but just, yeah.
Yeah. Just pause.
I wasn't able to take the chance to actually answer that.
That's right, that's right. What I'm here for. I take the next chances.
Question. Next Thurbleton. Question.
All right, next.
Braxis.
Oh, fuck. I don't know.
Does it sound familiar, Jared?
Yes, it does. But I don't know where, so I'm not saying my team name.
If it's Final Fantasy XIV, I will laugh.
No, it's not.
Are you sure it's not?
Team Oreo?
Team Oreo?
Was that one of the planets in StarCraft?
That is correct.
Holy wait, shit!
Holy
damn! Elden with the skills!
I'm so glad I read those books!
Yeah. See, I was going to say
crappy books.
Here, but hey, it's good. All right.
I would just like to mention that we gained 2 listeners on the Twitch TV cast.
Okay. Next question. The World Stone Keep.
Team Mario.
Team Mario.
Diablo 2.
That is correct.
Diablo series.
Okay.
Because yeah. It all takes place in that world.
All right. Yeah. You get 20,000 points. That is correct. Congratulations. The final question is... All right. There's 2. Never mind. Palavin.
The second pronunciation sounds like something I know.
Palavin. Palavin. Oh, I hear typing. I hear typing.
I'm messaging a friend in Australia.
Uh-huh.
Sounds Star Warsy to me.
All right, that is over. It is the home planet of the Turians in the Mass Effect series.
I hate myself for not knowing that.
All right. Next question. Trinzik. Nobody here plays Star Trek. Trinzik.
No.
Yeah, it's for you. What are you talking? Nope.
I am happy to have not buzzed in.
Plays what? Like which Star Trek is that in?
No, I'm just kidding. I was just throwing you off. Oh, okay. Ultima.
Ultima.
Lord British.
See, I thought because I don't play Ultima, but I'm like, some of you guys play like old school.
No
games,
one plays
right?
Ultima. But Durian, did you play Ultima? You're the only one here.
I've never played an Ultima game.
How one of you played Ultima Online? Okay. All right. We're moving on to I guess what I would consider the main beef of this quiz show.
Well, would you like a point update?
Oh yes, that'd be nice.
All right, well,
thank you for your initiative. Your team gets 5 points.
Oh, sweet.
Yes.
Let's make a quick adjustment.
I'll take it, man. Take it when I can get it.
To it. All right, well, that put us with the plus 5. Thank you for that. We are now at 70,150. Previously 145.
Yeah, previously 145.
And then Team Cream Pie is at negative 13,506.
Yes! hold on a second. Can I approach the bench?
Squiddle, careful.
I would like to ask one question of Team Oreo based on video games. If they can get it right, then they can keep their points. If not, they would lose all their points.
I refuse.
I would say no.
Wait,
you can't.
Wait. And so would we.
Ooh.
If they can get it right.
Wait, so if we get it wrong, everyone gets reset to zero, and if we get it right...
No. If you get it wrong, nobody's reset.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's reset. If you get it right, I don't know, you only get W.
No, because that means both ways you get... Yeah, no.
No.
Okay, well then, I want to... I have a
question. This is what it feels like to be in the negative house! You get to stay there!
I don't want to gain points for our team. I want to see if y'all know the answer.
Just ask, no points, whatever.
Okay. So I'm going to have three names or three items from the game. If you can name it, you get whatever the grand leader tells us.
Okay.
Okay? Gage Blackwood.
Nolan North.
Nope. I'm gonna two more. TSA.
TSA what?
No Russian?
Teacher Student Alliance?
Nope. Agent 5.
No idea.
Your questions are SEAL Team 6.
No. The correct answer was Gage Blackwood, Agent 5 of the TSA Alliance. And what fucking
name that's the name of it.
No, Gage.
You can't even get it right.
I'm kind of. Hold on a second.
Have you been drinking, sir?
Journeyman Buried in Time or Journeyman Project. Gage Blackwood was the name of the protagonist. Agent 5 was his name.
Noobarama.
Okay.
Noobarama. Real quickly before we start the next one here, can I choose to take half of my points and secede from my team and become a 13?
The Confederacy of the Durans.
Unfortunately, I cannot let that happen. So how this round's going to work is I'm going to play a song from the soundtrack of this game, and you have to tell me what game it's from. Ready? And oh, right. Each question is worth 100,000 points. Okay. Starting with the first one.
Two more.
Team Oreo?
Hotline Miami.
That is correct. Oh, 100,000 points.
Damn.
Okay. Next question.
Cream pie.
You better pick the right one.
Which one is it?
007 GoldenEye.
That is correct.
Oh, nice. Good job.
Would you have also accepted GoldenEye on Source?
No.
I didn't chime in there because that's what I was going to go with.
Okay.
All right.
Next question.
Oh, Team Oreo.
Team Oreo?
Battlefield 1942.
That is correct.
Wow. This is okay. Hey, Dury, what's up? How you doing?
What's up? Yeah. I knew the Bond one too, but I was like, yeah, they can have it.
Next one.
I do. No idea.
Well, I was gonna say it was some like 8-bit thing.
Yeah, no.
But it had singing at the end.
Oh. Yeah, no way.
No, that's definitely not. It's
the credit song to Mass Effect.
Oh,
what?
That's, yeah.
Really? Wow.
It's the first Mass Effect.
I didn't recognize that. Oh,
yes.
No.
I never played that, so I'm validated.
Okay. Next question. What? Okay, wait.
Oh, shit.
Team, damn it.
God, I hope I'm right. Age of Empires 3?
That is incorrect.
Team Oreo?
Oreo?
I'm wincing now, but Deus Ex?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. It sounded like it, but it wasn't it.
Age of Empires 2.
2? Fuck. Goddamn theme.
Okay. Age of Empires 2. Okay.
Thank you.
That sounds like something out of like a SimCity.
That's incorrect. When I said Age of, I was listing Age of Mythology beside the link. And okay. Next one.
That sounds like a city building thing. Like, you know, it's do the pan around.
Yeah, no. No. That's why you lost 100,000 points.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, next question. That is the legal length we're allowed to broadcast this all on here. Any answers?
That sounded really nice.
The indie game Sword and Sorcery. I highly recommend everyone listen to
What was the
to
name
this.
Of the track?
Sword and Sorcery. It's called... Fuck.
Oh, that's a weird name for a song.
We get older.
And we get older.
I think that's when it starts raining in the end of the second scene.
Yeah. So you play the game.
I haven't beaten it, but yeah, I've played it.
Next question.
It sounds like a million other games, but it was really nice.
Arlo Gun 3 would disagree.
Cream pie. I'm gonna take a stab in the dark here and say Total War Shogun 2.
No, it is Diablo 2.
Oh, fuck! That's right. God damn it!
I was gonna guess Assassin's Creed, but okay.
Oh no. Okay, next song. which one? Let's choose this one. This one's loud.
Maybe turn it down.
Oh god. It's Team Oreo.
Team Oreo.
Nolan North.
Hear the music.
No, Make it stop.
I literally didn't hear music.
I will take a hit of 100,000 points. Just no more of that.
No, I put in that as a joke. It's a sped up theme from Sonic. Okay. The Hedgehog.
I thought it sounded a little bit like that, but I couldn't hear music.
So Nolan North is not the answer?
No, but you don't lose points. It's fine. Okay, final question for the soundtrack. Okay.
Oh, shit. Team Oreo.
Team Oreo.
Cynic. Is
what?
That StarCraft?
I don't fucking know.
Durin, what is that?
Can I get the points if I answer?
Yeah. Well, let's say, like, if you tell me the answer, yeah, I will slide some points your way, being the scorekeeper.
It is up to him completely. We can't trust him. I can't.
Yes, it's Starcraft.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Starcraft, and no one else told me that.
That is correct.
Backstab Durin.
100,000 points. Are you gonna give Durin the points?
No, hell no.
All right, I like that sort of gameplay. I like that. That's good.
I couldn't help but answer.
I was like, I swear this is Starcraft.
You could have just said no. Why didn't you say no? Idea.
Because it was Starcraft.
Okay. The next round. Also, sound category. I will have a quote from a character, and you have to tell me what the character is and what game it's from.
Oh, ready? Shit.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Jeez.
They're pretty famous.
Okay.
Receiving. Cream pie.
Cream pie.
That would be a Probe from StarCraft. No, sorry, a Dragoon from StarCraft 1.
Yeah, yes, you saved yourself.
Yeah, Jesus. I was...
Probes don't scare.
Aether was like, we're going to lose this round.
Oh, this is also 100,000 each. Okay. Yeah. Next question.
Cream pie. Abe from Abe's Odyssey?
No.
Damn.
You want me to keep on playing it?
Sure. Just go ahead.
Got that.
Cynic?
Yeah?
I almost don't want to answer, but do you think that's Age of Empires?
I'm just not gonna say it. It sounds more like an orc from Warcraft.
It's definitely not.
Okay. I don't know.
That's not from Age of Empires either.
We're taking a mulligan on that.
Third, you ought to guess.
No.
Nope.
Okay, the correct answer was a monk from Age of Empires.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh,
Cynic, words. Okay. Rage.
I just want to say we're at 5 viewers now on Twitch TV.
All right. We'll get through this part quickly. All right, next.
Hey, bunch of them. Affirmative. Negative. Airplane. All clear here. All quiet, Ellie. All right. All right, let's do this. And that's how it's done. Anyone see anything? Anyone see them? Apartments. Area clear.
Is this
area
armor?
Secure. Atrium. Attacking.
Sounds like Brad.
I don't know.
Back alley, back door.
It sounds
back
exactly hall. Like Armag, but I can't.
I know what it sounds like, but I don't know the character.
Cream pie.
You have to name the character too, Squiddle.
Oh, the character?
Yeah, that's why I'm not answering.
Oh,
I'm pretty
first
sure I know
guess
what
the name.
I don't know the character.
Yeah, I was thinking Counter. I was thinking Counter Strike, but
yeah, no.
No.
Hang on. Whatever you want to go with, Middle. Whatever you want to go with. I don't remember apartment as an option in Counter-Strike, though.
You say if it is, it's probably it's a bot in Counter-Strike.
It sounds like a bot in freaking.
That would be the character.
What I would go with Squiddle, since we still have the floor right now. I would go with some form of an infantry unit from Company of Heroes, but I'm not 100%. So
no, they didn't have atriums in World War II.
Okay. It's all on you, Squiddle, because you called you.
I said what I thought it was, and I can't think of anything else, to be honest.
Say it.
Counter-Strike?
Counter-Strike.
I'm sorry, that is not enough. Oreo, do you want to guess?
No.
Wait,
no, we don't.
Did you say not enough?
Yeah.
Because he didn't give me
a bot from Counter-Strike?
That is correct. That is the correct answer.
Jesus.
1,000 points.
That voice, like, which Counter-Strike is that from? Because that voice did not sound familiar.
Source. They just voice the bots, and they just say annoying things.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes.
I never played with the bots on Source. Okay.
Yeah, me neither.
What map has an atrium?
I think we should give Squiddle half of those points, because he pretty much
I think
gave
you
us
should
that
shut up.
I gave you an answer.
And up until this moment, you guys were still in the lead.
God damn it.
Wow, really?
Yes.
We got back in the lead.
Those points. We're keeping the fuck out of that point.
All right, next question.
Holy shit. Oh, man.
Oh, Team Oreo. Oreo.
Team Oreo.
Okay.
It is.
What do you think?
The game is Deus Ex.
Yes.
Okay.
It's either. I'm talking to Cynic here. It's either Helios or Icarus. It's the AIs, and I can't tell if I can't remember when he merged. The final form is Helios, so I could say Helios,
and therefore
and that encompasses
answers.
Yeah, that
no,
also encompasses
no, you have
the other
to
one.
Pick one or the other.
Okay,
freaking hate you.
You hate me. You hate me. I hate you too. You lose 50,000 points.
So is it Helios? Just guess one. It's 50-50, man. I don't give a shit.
Can we hear the sound clip again?
Sure.
Observe your motivations for breaking the arbitrary laws of Terran Covenant.
Icarus.
It's your chance to be one of us.
Oh, damn it! It's Helios.
He's saying words. He's actually saying things.
I said Icarus first, but the answer is Helios.
Well, you said Icarus first. I only take the first answer, and that is
Correct. Icarus is the correct answer.
Correct.
Oh, wow. Holy shit. Okay.
Congratulations. You get 50,000 points.
Total. Okay. Yeah, after the deduction.
After.
Why would Icarus say us?
I don't know. No, because Icarus is the other side of Helios. Or, no, wait. No, Icarus merges with someone else, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Fuck it.
Let's move on.
Question.
That was a weird old game.
Just a question.
Yeah.
It hasn't started yet.
Okay.
Fucking hurry up.
Welcome.
Oh, Timorium.
Timorium.
I couldn't hear
Timorium.
It. It cut out as soon as it started talking.
This should be worth no points then if they couldn't hear it, but it is Half-Life 2, Dr. Wallace Breen.
That is correct.
For tentacle difficulties, I'll take the points. Weird. Take the points. Okay.
Take the points. Well, no, Seneca cut out because you talked.
Thank you.
No, but he said Oreo.
Yeah, he said way early.
Yeah.
No. When he talked the first time, it cut the sound out and it didn't come back until after he said Oreo.
Skype's
or like the rap voice said Oreo.
Hey, try living on the other side of the world, Durin.
All right. Well, Cynic,
I'll go outside and not die, so whatever.
Cynic, as far as you know, I've written the correct amount of points.
Excellent. Right. That doesn't mean anything. Did you take the points or not, damn it?
Oh, yes, I've taken them.
Okay, good. Right,
next question.
Tell you where to put them.
Rogan.
Okay, Rogan? Guys, I think Rogan? We can summarily guess this is not Rogan.
Rogan?
Because he's...
Rogan?
Or it could be.
Rogan?
I don't know, man. I wouldn't make that guess. Rogan? Yeah, have we gotten to 30 seconds? Please stop.
I don't think there's creative commons license on stuff like that, so I think we're okay.
Okay. So I can keep going?
No. I think we all give up.
Right. The answer is the villager from... what is it called? Age of Empires 1.
I'm seeing it again. Wait, like a disturbing pattern.
God, what was that noise?
Dude likes strategy games.
Is he saying working?
But he says Rogan.
No, they don't speak English. Talk.
That's right. Okay.
Okay, final question.
Ceasefire! I'm locked on. Man down! Man down!
Someone knows this.
Fox One! Target lost. Where are you going, soldier? Return to your post or you will be shot. Are you going AWOL, soldier? Do not leave the field of battle.
Don't guess.
The enemy has taken an outpost.
Only say if you know it.
An outpost to the enemy.
Team Oriole.
Position is under attack. Enemy is...
Yes.
Cynic?
Yes?
It is a battlefield game.
That doesn't help anyone.
I am very, very confident it is a battlefield
okay.
game.
Sure. I'm happy
due to
that you're confident.
Due
I don't
to
know
the crappy
why
audio quality, I am going to go with Battlefield 1942.
Incorrect.
Son of a bitch.
Battlefield
2? Mm-hmm. Man, I hope the other team doesn't chime in.
Well, no, he's already said it, so if Post says it, it gets canceled.
Yeah.
I was fucking close. Fuck you guys.
No, you weren't. You shouldn't have buzzed in.
I got the game right. It's freaking...
You didn't even get the game right. You got the series right.
I got the series.
Okay, ready? Ready for the next?
Yeah, bring it.
All right, it's no longer going to be music. It's... What am I doing right now?
It hasn't been music for a while.
Oh, you're just going to read the quotes?
No. Now, this section is, I'm going to name a game. Tell me the developer.
Oh, okay. Are we still doing 100,000?
Yes.
So specifically the development team, then?
Yes, the developer.
The developer or the development team?
Developer.
I mean specifically, like, we're talking developer.
Talking about developers.
I have one question for clarification. if it is an EA developed game, for instance, do we need to say which EA office developed, or is EA enough? Like, some companies will have, like, you know, publisher's name and then East, West, or whatever.
Team. Yeah, they have teams. Do we say the developer or the team?
Technically, the people paying for it helped develop it.
I just want to get clarification so we know which one to answer.
Yeah. I'm giving credence to his arguments.
Okay, if it's something like BioWare, you have to say BioWare. But if it's EA LA, that's fine.
So okay. EA is fine if it's EA LA?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready? Jade Empire.
Cream Pie.
BioWare. Cream Pie. Fuck, I said the main. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Cream Pie?
Cynic. Please be wrong.
No, it's BioWare. It's definitely BioWare.
Yeah, I said BioWare.
That is correct.
Damn it. I hate this game.
Are these worth 100,000 or did you change the points?
Yes, 100,000. System Shock 2.
Timora.
Aria.
Were they still Irrational back then, or?
I think so.
Did they change the name? I don't know.
You're asking about the developer, right?
Yes, what they were called legally. Well,
no, I mean like the guy who was the head developer.
Oh,
was
the dude? Or I don't think he means the dude.
No, I don't think he means the dude.
I don't think we can say Ken Levine. We have to say. All
right. Well, then, yeah, we'll go with Irrational Games.
That is correct.
Awesome.
The Death and Return of Superman.
No idea.
Relic!
The correct answer is Blizzard Entertainment.
Wow. What?
Yeah, nice. This was one of their first games.
Holy shit.
Yeah. GoldenEye 007.
Cream Pie.
Cream Pie.
Yeah. Rare.
That is correct.
Wow, I didn't actually know that was Rare.
I can believe it. I'd be
pissed if I didn't answer that.
I was going to say Nintendo.
It was pre-Microsoft.
Yeah, that's why there were those problems with like getting an HD GoldenEye out. Was because Nintendo owned the rights to GoldenEye, but right. Microsoft owned Rare.
Right.
So it was that weird problem there. Okay, anyway.
Space Siege.
I don't even know that game. What is that game?
Dungeon Siege, Space Siege.
Yeah, Dungeon Siege, Space Siege, the Siege series.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's a Paradox game.
You didn't.
He's not. He didn't buzz in.
Cream Pie.
Paradox.
Incorrect.
I think I know who it is, to be honest.
But he already. Well, give us your guess then.
I know. He already said.
You are evil, Therb.
what is the answer?
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Microsoft?
No.
Oh, I think Dungeon Siege. Okay.
No. It was published by Microsoft, made by Gas Power Games.
God. Therb, I hate you.
That was wonderful, Therb.
You know what? I am sorry. I am sorry. I just blew out the mics there.
Planetscape Torment.
Planescape Torment, you mean?
Sure.
I'm sorry. our host.
What?
Nothing.
I don't think we know. I don't know the answer.
Okay, Black Isle Studios.
Oh shit, that's right.
Someone out there was like, "Oh, of course it was Black Isle Studios." I have no idea.
Half-Life Opposing Force.
Ooh.
Cream Pie.
Mm. Cream Pie.
This is not Valve. I don't think it's Valve. It's Gearbox. Valve. It's not Valve.
Yes. That's correct. Gearbox.
Thank you. Nice. They deserve that.
I'm all out of energy.
Dude.
Die by the sword.
Die by the sword.
Die by the sword.
We may have lost our host, but guess it anyway.
Did we lose him?
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Die by the sword. Fuck. No idea.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Nothing I'm willing to guess.
Treyarch.
Wow.
I did not guess.
Third border of this course.
Let me just do quick calculations here. We are at for Team Oreo 220,150 and Team Cream Pie 313,506.
One question difference.
If only there was a question worth like a million points.
But no one wants to get it. We'll see. Is Noob still there? I don't know if Noob's still there.
Which game features a miniature giant space hamster? 1 million points.
Miniature giant space hamster?
Shit.
That would be cream pie?
Go.
Mass Effect?
What?
You realize that if you get this wrong, you are minus 1 million points.
Well, he just said it anyway. He said it anyway.
But I remember a space hamster being mentioned at some point in Mass Effect.
Baldur's Gate, apparently.
Baldur's Gate.
Oh, fuck. It was a BioWare game. God damn it.
It's a BioWare game. Yeah, you're right.
In Mass Effect, you had a space hamster in your goddamn office. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, you did. I forgot about that. Anyways, that's it, right?
Yeah, that's all.
Noob, do you want me to take back the hosting duties since you're clearly...
Thank you very much, your glorious leader. Team Oreo wins the day!
Woo! That was neck and neck the whole time.
Yeah, I had way more answers than I thought I would. I'm okay with that.
I was a little bummed that like he didn't throw any bungee curveballs at us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like Myth or Marathon, Oni.
Oh, yeah.
All the stuff before Halo.
I was pretty happy to get some of the early, because I know a lot about earlier games, not a lot about current games when it comes to developers, so I was happy about that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, I totally fucking guessed on the Age of Mythology thing.
I actually did I'm happy with how I did in the Guild Wars segment. Anyway, and with that, thanks for Noob, even though you may not still be here, I don't know, for giving us that awesome quiz. That actually was pretty fun, in my opinion. Let's round out the show with plugs. Oh, before that, thanks for listening to episode 50. Thurbleton, any plugs?
I guess I will plug this Twitch channel if we keep doing this. If anybody doesn't know, episode 50, and probably, you know, it's for future episodes, I will probably just stream the audio only of it, because that's low enough quality. It doesn't affect the Australian robotiness Canadian robotiness. So that'd be twitch.tv/Thurbleton, as well as I've been streaming a couple things. Like there's Hotline Miami, a really dumb ARMA one that I'll probably not keep up because it's boring as hell. But then, the episodes will be up there.
You guess. Durin, any plugs?
Only that Final Fantasy 14 will be going into open beta sometime middle of next month.
I cannot believe you're plugging Final Fantasy 14 on a Guild Wars 2 podcast. But then,
you know what?
You're not really
you have room in your lives for two MMOs, especially when only one is subscription-based.
Squiddle, any plugs?
I want to give a great hand clap to Team Oreo for being great contestants. Great job.
Thank you. I'm not going to clap back. I don't think you deserve anything because you lost horribly by a million points.
Sure, but
you know.
Congratulations. And next time, y'all will fucking lose.
I hope there is next time. That was fun.
If if we make it to episode 100, we'll do another one of these.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or maybe episode 50 of the Scotch Cast, whichever comes first.
I'm actually going to guess Thinking Cast somehow. I don't know. So tune in next week for probably an episode of the Scotch Cast, even though we were barely on topic this week. Releases that really interesting mid-year patch thing next week, or info about that next week, we'll be probably doing a Scotch Cast. But aside from that, thanks for tuning in. I'm going to plug the Giant Bomb PC Gaming Hub in Noob's stead, since he did such a good job as a host for that pretty cool game show, even though I think he leaned too far to PC games, but hey, we are a PC gaming podcast, apparently. So thanks for listening.
And of course, the Shinboy's plug of gaben.tv. That's gaben.tv.
I'm not going to tell you what that is. Just go. You want to go there. Trust me.
Make sure you have Flash installed.
It's true.
For that one, you'll have to go to HTTP.
Not iPad compatible.
/4/4
Thank you for listening and goodbye.
Yarr. No, it's just hot in the room. You should have a fan on.
Can you hear
house.
Music? Can you hear music and me?
Oh, God. Yes.
I can hear the music.
All right, perfect.
But remember, people, when he's playing music, if you guys, God damn it, Squiddle, that's so fucking weird. When he plays music, we can't talk because Skype goes weird. So be as quiet as you can, unless you're guessing.
So wait.
Unless you're actually guessing the answer.
So let me explain.
For what? Yeah, go ahead.
What you're going to do is, so your team, you guys are going to, when you get the question, you're going to type something into Skype. And
that
yell,
sounds like the worst idea.
Buzz or
Noob, the problem with that is our typing will show up, will come up in the recording.
Yeah, but we'll shout it. We'll shout out our team name.
I'm typing something out. You're going to hear this. That's bad.
Yeah, we'll say our team names as the buzzer.
No. I just want you to type X and enter. So no. I know who said it first.
Oh, just for that, time? No, just guess. It's okay. Just it's guess who goes
first. I mean, you are the decider. You can say who you decide. Heard it from first.
You can decide anything you want, but you know what? The dinner bell rings. You better get your ass inside and sit the fuck down.
All right. You can still hear me, right?
Yes. We can.
All right. Perfect. So what was I going to say? Right. The Guild Wars portion is going to be horrible because fuck, I don't know anything about Guild Wars. Mm-hmm. What else? I feel like I'm missing.
Do you
want
to test out the music to save check this? Oh, yeah, we did.
You just did.
Okay. Yeah, and the music is for what?
Some of the trivia questions will be like name the
and
song.
Voices from real-time strategy games, and you have to guess where they're from and et cetera.
So what are the team names?
You guys are deciding that yourselves.
I don't know, Cynic,
and then reveal it.
Why don't we just go red and blue?
God damn it.
No.
Wait. The guy who didn't appreciate Pacific Rim would choose red and blue.
Hey, man, they're American colors, right?
Oh, okay, so I got it. We're going to be Team Kaiju, and Durance will be Team...
Oh, shut up. God damn, they will not be Durance. We will not be Kaiju. That's
freaking British. I love it.
Fuck that.
About one
shut up.
Plays Noob and the other plays Team...
Wait, what if Durance and I are Team...
He goes British.
Wait, what if Durance and I are Team Cream Pies?
Cream
pies. Okay. What? Is that cream pies?
Durin?
Why are we cream pies?
I'm just throwing it out there.
And then, like, is Cynic and I like Ebony and Ivory or something? What the hell?
Oh, that's dirty. That's dirty.
We're a 60s porno, guys. Welcome
Oreo? I guess we're Oreo. Oh. Oreo?
It'd be an open Doreo, basically.
An open Doreo.
So we're Oreo and they're cream pie?
A one sided Oreo.
I'm considering circling back around to red versus blue.
Okay. Here's the problem, though. I'm not sure I'm particularly comfortable yelling out the word cream pie.
So your buzz can be something else. You can just yell.
No, our team names have to be the buzzer.
Well, then you best to pick the one with the shortest syllable. I'll tell you that. Cream pie versus
team or
half opened Oreo. That's too long.
All right. My wife has said yes, we are going to be cream team pie.
Yes!
That cream pie with Oreo. That's it. That's done.
Okay.
Oreo, this is... I don't... Okay. I'll take care of the scoring, I guess, because for so the first dumb. Round.
No, I got it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Team Cream Pie and Team Oreo tonight. This is going to be an intense battle. We expect both teams to be able to be very competent in their answers. So let's sit back and relax and see how each other plays out.
That's right. Team Oreo being well known for doing a large amount of enterings in the qualifying tournament. Team Cream Pie is the underdog for this season. Coming up from behind in the first quarter, it was...
Yes, I agree. Okay, so they are definitely going to come behind, and if they can get into the Oreo, then they will find themselves in a very sticky situation. So let's.
I'm
going to
start
how...
the segment. I'm going to start metaphorically.
What's great is just a reminder, guys. We are still live on the Twitch.
Yeah,
well, no one's watching, so it's okay.